It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Biebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Live, Pisgah Memorial Stadium in Canton, North Carolina. It's round two of the 3A playoffs here, and the road to Raleigh continues to run through Canton as the Black Bears take on very good High Brighton team tonight. Along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Biebernetz, Ron DeBerg, Tim Hodges, this is Chad Upton. Big game tonight, as always. And when you go out here and you look at this team and you look at this matchup, there's some familiarity here. These two teams have hooked up in the past, both in the 2A playoffs in the last decade or so. Pisgah a winner here against a pretty good High Brighton team in 2006, 2008. A high-scoring game, but Pisgah was behind for most of it and lost that game to exit the playoffs at that point. But there is some familiarity here. Pisgah go out here and find a way to get a win. It's a good chance that they go to Morganton Freedom next week, and we'll keep an eye on that game as they play tonight, the number one seed, and then we'll see what happens from there. But there's a whole lot of what-ifs, certainly, as we go through the next 3.5 or 4 hours or so, Chuck. But after last week, after going out there and scoring 31 unanswered points against a very good team in Hickory, you got to feel good about your chances, at least at the onset, to beat this High Brighton team, a very good team, no doubt about it. But I think we've got a pretty good team here, too.
Well, and it's two teams of contrasting styles. You know, you got the pass-happy Pisgah Black Bears that have done an extremely good job of quarterback McKinley Brown thrown so far through 12 games for 2,725 yards, 35 touchdowns against 4 picks, which is great, very efficient, and he's got a stable of receivers. And then you turn around and you got the ground and pound of High Brighton running out of what they call a pistol flex, which is just a variation of a spread and the triple option, and they've got a stable of running backs, so it's going to be a very interesting matchup tonight. But, you know, the thing about tonight is both teams survived in different fashions, but won big in the first round. In first round, you just get through. You survive in advance. The second round is where these strange events and results happen in the second round. If you can get to the second round, the goal of every football team is to be playing in the third round the week of Thanksgiving. That makes you, that gives you that feeling you've had a great season, win or lose. And if you can get through that third round, you're 2 games away from playing in the state championship.
A lot to break down and not a lot to talk about this game here. We'll talk about the playoff picture from around the state as well and how that might impact us. College pro football as well. A lot going on here tonight as Pisgah takes on High Brighton. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95, or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Chad Upton, Chuck Friedman's from the stadium tonight. Pisgah and High Brighton set for about 55 minutes away now from kickoff. As we go through and we look at the playoff picture, of course, that 3A bracket is the one we're paying attention to. Certainly in the West, tonight, number 9, Forest View at 8-4 goes to Freedom High School. That's in Morganton, 11-1 against the number 1 seed Freedom team. Number 5, High Brighton, of course, here against number 4, Pisgah. That's an 11-1 team versus a 10-2. Burns, the number 6 seed, takes on South Point. South Point undefeated at 12-0. And then finally, in our region, the West, Piedmont, the number 10 seed, 8-4, will take on number 2 seeded Concord. They are 12-0 as well. So you look at the playoff picture and you go forward. Most everything is probably shaken out pretty true to form, I guess, what at least in terms of the way the seeding took place. And, you know, it's always a crapshoot, I guess, in a lot of ways, trying to determine, you know, a 1 through 16 seed. And the formula is certainly different from the NCAA basketball tournament that most people might have
feel like some familiarity with there when you're talking about 1 through 16 seeded teams and so forth. But everything in the West so far has played out pretty much according to that design. And I think that's also the case out in the Eastern Division with number 1 seeded Havelock at 12-0, a team that Pisgah fans from way back will remember. Certainly a team we beat for a state championship down in 1975 down there at the coast. Number 2 seed is West Alamance in the Eastern Division as well in the 3A bracket. The 3 seed is East Wayne at 10-2. The 4 seed is North Forsyth at 7-5. The 5 seed, Jacksonville High School at 9-3. So 1 through 5 in the East is pretty common as well, Chuck. So when you're looking at that black bracket right now, there's not a lot of surprises, but you make a good point. Things start happening this time of year right now when you go in those second and third round games, and that's where you really decide who the pretenders are and who the contenders are.
Absolutely. And again, you don't, the state, when they see, they don't really know, is this High Brighton team at 11-1 that good? Is the conference that they played in a tough football conference, or is it a weak football conference? You know, the fact of the matter is that when you start seeding 1 through 5 and so on, that, you know, you just go based on, okay, this is the year that this conference holds priority. So when you go and base on records, then, you know, that's why you have Concord, who's number 1 in 3A, as a number 2 seed, and Morganton Freedom as a number 1, is that their conference held a higher priority than Concord's conference. And so it's just the way they tried it. They did not like the pod system. We got rid of it. I don't think anybody really liked the pod system. But this is an unusual year because last week we beat a Hickory team that was out of the Northwest 3A, 4A conference. And then this Friday, we play High Brighton, which is out of the Northwest Conference. And if we are able to win this football game, and assuming that we play the number 1 seed Morganton Freedom, who are home against Forest View, then they're out of the Northwest Conference. This is the first time I've ever seen that done from a playoff perspective.
Right.
But this is so special this time of year because it's the sense of urgency. These games mean, and you know, this is a shortened season, the postseason, and these games mean so much because you falter on one Friday, and this season's end, and with, excuse me, with 24 seniors on Pisgah's team, they're looking at their final days wearing a Pisgah football uniform.
Certainly, we'll break down this game into a lot more depth when we hit our second half hour. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. When we come back next, we'll talk a little bit more about the brackets from around the state. This is AM 920 WPTL. You're listening to the Football Friday Preview Show right here. Stay with us.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95, or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Chuck mentioned just a little bit ago, there's a lot of things that were pretty common, I think, last week, a lot of teams that you would think win. But as I was going down and looking through a little bit today, Chuck, at some of the other brackets and some of the other divisions, saw some really weird things. And you got to start right here. Last week, Franklin, the number 1 seed, losing to the number 16 seed in Parkwood was really some kind of upset. That's not anything that I think anybody predicted. It's hard to believe that Franklin did what they did during the regular season, and they're out of the tournament at this point.
Absolutely. We were all shocked after the post game, after we wrapped up the post game show and then got word that Franklin stumbled against number 16 seed. I don't recall in North Carolina playoffs and never a 1 versus 16, the 16 losing, because you know the 16's the way team. And then what was shocking is that everybody knows that when you go to the pit in Franklin, that is a very difficult place. We've experienced,
particularly for a team that's probably never been there.
Right. And then Parkwood comes and just hammers Franklin 35-17 in the fourth quarter. That just went haywire for the Panthers. And so poor Franklin, that one seed and undefeated, had, that was the first game they stumbled all season long. And what a time to stumble.
And then the other team that stumbled the same way 2 weeks in a row after that terrible outcome that they had over at Irwin, two games in a row, and they're done after what many people thought could be a championship run for them.
Absolutely. Irwin Warriors, we saw them. They were loaded with talent, great speed, a good quarterback, and they had the three players that when we discussed the matter of the three players before the final regular season game at Irwin that got caught with marijuana and got suspended. And we thought, okay, we don't know the impact. We'll have to wait and see. Well, we saw that in that last regular season game against Asheville. That was bad. Okay, well, now they'll get their feet back and they'll work and they'll make the adjustments. They got a little more time to get ready and to play. And then they turn around in overtime and stumble. And so here's this team that people had had earmarked already to go into the state champion, the 3AA state championship at Carter-Finley Stadium. Guess what? They're home.
Right.
They're thinking basketball now.
Right, exactly. And I think the other thing that I'd like to point out, too, after that first round, typically we see the Western teams start sort of fading away as November wears on. But that already has taken place, Chuck. When you look at these brackets from divisions, 1 through 3, and there really aren't any 4A teams, in the tournament at all at that level, because a lot of these schools have dropped down in terms of their enrollment. But when you're looking through these brackets, Chuck, obviously in the 1A divisions, you're usually going to see some of those far western teams. Murphy, the one seed, still in the tournament. Hayesville and Andrews play each other tonight, 7 and 6, in that little 1A out there. Swain County still in the tournament, the one seed, in the 1AA. And then you look down, you see Owen still in the small 2A. They go on the road, tough game for them tonight against North Rowan. And then it's just about over from there. Asheville's still in it in the 3AA. They host Weddington tonight, a 10-2 versus a 10-2 team, 7-2. And then Reynolds on the road at Statesville tonight. So really, that list is really, really short right now when you look at the number of Mountain teams that are not playing in the tournament at this point. What do you make of that?
Well, it's just a level of football. We've realized that, this in the last couple of years, Mountain football has slid a little bit from, the peak that it was in 2006. I mean, to have the Pisgah Black Bears do what they had to do, to see what, Mountain teams have stumbled to, we've got people all over the booth and everything, but, it's just that the Mountain football is just, there's very few strong teams.
We'll certainly keep an eye on those games. I know beyond the games that are right here going on right now, we'll also take a look and Tim's going to be managing that really, really well tonight. Those games again in that 3A West, Forest View at Freedom, High Brighton at Pisgah, of course, Burns at South Point and Piedmont at Concord. Again, Tim's going to keep his eye on all those games as they could very well impact us going forward. Back in just a moment, you'll listen to the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show on WPTL.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003. Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
College football season, of course, is winding down. It's already hard to believe that it's almost over, but the college football regular season will be winding down very soon. This week and next week, really, Thanksgiving weekend, with really the bottom lines as far as everything goes. Looking at action coming up. First of all, this week, a final from Wednesday, Northern Illinois. Again, a winner over Toledo, 35-17. I like Northern Illinois a lot, though. You can say whatever you want to say about their conference and their schedule. They're doing everything that they're supposed to do right now at 10-0, Chuck, and I'll let you mention that. I mean, that's 2 years in a row that Northern Illinois is doing everything that they're supposed to do.
Well, again, they have the quarterback and they have the talent, and they, look, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go out on the football field and decide the matter. And Northern Illinois is just absolutely has had another fantastic season, undefeated. Defeated Toledo 35-17 on Wednesday. I watched that game.
Yeah.
It was just, the kids were, you know, the Huskies were doing a fantastic job. Toledo gave them a fight, though.
They did.
But it was a good football game.
Yeah.
But, you know, you win and you stay undefeated and you're still in the hunt for a BCS.
Coming up, last night, winner Central Florida, again, number 18 Central Florida. They're 8-1 and they defeated Rutgers 41-17. Coming up Saturday, games of interest, Memphis at Louisville, number 21 Louisville at noon. MSU at Northwestern, and MSU's the 13, I'm talking about Michigan State, the number 13 team in the country, taking on Northwestern, which could be a very good game because Northwestern's not bad. Citadel at Clemson, it is what it is. Duke finally cracks the top 25. They take on Wake Forest. Duke with a huge win last week, Chuck, and I'm very proud of what they're doing.
Shocked. Let's call Duke the powerhouse of the ACC, a football powerhouse. Can we do that? What David Cutcliffe has done is miraculous because this is a first for Duke. You know, first back-to-back winning seasons. They have been the cellar dweller for the most part of their history in football. And, you know, it's an academic school and, you know, we know what Coach K has done for basketball. But to watch Duke do what Duke is doing. The Blue Devils.
Yeah, I'm not a Duke fan. There's a lot of folks that aren't. I mean, particularly with that basketball rivalry between those two schools. You know, I don't pay much attention to Duke basketball, to be honest with you. But anytime you got an underdog, and that's certainly one of them, you got to feel good about them. They're in our state, and I'm pulling for them right now.
Right, but that's an important football game for Duke to go to Wake Forest for a noon kickoff on Saturday because you cannot. Stub your toe against Wake Forest.
Yeah.
You cannot. You've got to win that game.
And they've got the ability to beat Duke, so certainly that'll be a game to watch. There's no doubt about that. Looking through the rest of top 25 football, it's Oklahoma, Kansas State at noon, Coastal Carolina at number 12 South Carolina, another Power Puff game at the end of the season. I don't like that at all. Chattanooga at Alabama, another situation there. It's Wisconsin at Minnesota, Indiana at Ohio State. Texas A&M at LSU. That's a 3:30 game, a number 9 versus a number 18 seed there in the SEC. It's Oregon, number 5 at Arizona at 3:30. Idaho at Florida State, the number 2 team, Florida State at 3:30. California at Stanford, it's number 10. New Mexico at number 15, Fresno State at 4. Arizona State at UCLA at 7. It's Missouri at Ole Miss, an 8 and a 24 at 7:45. Baylor at Oklahoma State at 8, and USC at Colorado at 9:30. Clearly the marquee game of the weekend is going to be Baylor at Oklahoma State.
Well, everybody, again, it's like Duke. Well, you know, but when it comes to the game, they're expecting Baylor to lose. Well, Baylor should do. If you can just keep, defying the critics and the people that are sitting there waiting to fall, Baylor loses one game. If they lose Saturday, it's like, we told you. Baylor's not, it's not real.
They're out of the BCS
right.
games, period, not to mention the national championship hunt.
Right. That's why what Northern Illinois has done this season again is that you keep winning, you keep defying your critics. Duke, the same thing. They've got to go in and take care of business on the road at Wake Forest. And Baylor has got to go in to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and take care of the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. And that's going to be a tough game. But I watched Baylor for about the seventh time this year, last weekend. I'm going to tell you, folks, they are the real
deal. They really
are. They will. And here's the attitude of Baylor. We don't care if you score 40. We're scoring 60. You can't stop them. They are they surgically gash defenses, and they know they're going to score a lot of points. And the thing is that they don't panic when teams score points.
Right, right.
Texas Tech went up last week 21-7, and there was no panic out of Baylor. And then all of a sudden, blink, and the score is 20, they went up 20-7, and then blink, and it's 21-20 Baylor, and then Baylor just went, turned it out.
No, absolutely, yeah. And I like Baylor. And again, it's one of those teams that's not really there typically, and you like to see those kind of programs have some success, and they're certainly having it this year. Tonight, another game of interest, Navy at San Jose State. That's a 9:30 game. Here this evening, and a lot of times I like to go home after this game and after our Friday night games and see whatever college game is on.
It's our wind down moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of times I will go and stay up for a while and watch that late game on ESPN. When we come back, I got some information that you're going to want to hear. Chuck is going to tell you who's going to be in every single bowl game when they start here around December the 22nd. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Back in a moment, this is WPTL and the Football Friday Preview Show. Stay right there.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95, or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Again, exciting time of year, one of my favorite times of year, Chuck. I like NCAA season. Of course, I like the regular season of college football. But my favorite time of year in sports has got to be bowl season, because there's a game on every day. They're pretty good games, and people talk about, the playoffs and all that kind of stuff, and I get it, but there's something fun about watching teams that you don't necessarily get to see. They've all done something to get themselves into a bowl game, so it's the holidays, it's football on every day, and I love bowl season. It's, again, one of my favorite times of year. Let's go through those games and see what projections we've got right now. New Mexico Bowl on December the 21st, San Jose State at Oregon State, and of course, these are all projections right now, but I'll be honest with you, they're going to be pretty, pretty close. Folks like Phil Steele, for example, do a fantastic job at making those predictions. Las Vegas Bowl on December the 21st, Boise State at USC. The Idaho Bowl, Bowling Green at Arkansas State on December the 21st. That's in Boise. New Orleans Bowl, Louisiana Lafayette at Tulane on the 21st. Going to the 23rd of December, projecting a Toledo versus East Carolina. On December the 24th, Christmas Eve, Colorado State at Middle Tennessee in the Honolulu Bowl out in Hawaii. I always watch that game on Christmas Eve. Little Caesars. It's right now. December the 26th, Poinsettia Bowl, Utah State at Buffalo. The 27th, Maryland at North Texas. Again, the Texas Bowl, Kansas State at Iowa. Washington and BYU and the Hunger Bowl in San Francisco. On the 28th, in New York, at Yankee Stadium, Notre Dame at Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl. In Charlotte, the Belk Bowl, Houston versus Duke, and I imagine Duke would have a really good crowd for that game. Louisville at Virginia Tech on the 28th, the Russell Athletic Bowl. The Buffalo Wild Wing Bowl, Texas Tech at Michigan, December the 28th in Phoenix. The Armed Forces Bowl, December 30th at Fort Worth, San Diego State, and Navy. Music City Bowl, December the 30th, Syracuse and Georgia. Alamo Bowl on the 30th, Oklahoma and Stanford. Holiday Bowl on the 30th, Arizona State and Texas. Independence Bowl on New Year's Eve, Arizona and Georgia Tech. Carolina and UCLA in the Sun Bowl on the 31st. Liberty Bowl, Marshall and Tennessee. Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta, Miami, and Missouri. Also going now to New Year's Day, all those games on New Year's Day. Minnesota at Ole Miss. Heart of Texas Bowl, Boston College at Rice. Capital One Bowl, Michigan State at Texas A&M. On the Outback Bowl on January 1st, of course, in Tampa, the Nebraska, and South Carolina, perhaps. January the 3rd, Cotton Bowl, Oklahoma State and LSU. In the Compass Bowl there on January the 4th, Vanderbilt and Cincinnati. The GoDaddy.com Bowl on the 5th, Northern Illinois and Western Kentucky. And then the BCS games in terms of trying to project those a little bit right now. The Rose Bowl, Ohio State and Oregon should be a really good one. Fiesta Bowl, Baylor and Fresno State. Sugar Bowl, Auburn and Central Florida on the 2nd. The Orange Bowl, Clemson and Wisconsin on the 3rd. And the national championship game right now being projected for Alabama and Florida State. That game being played at the Rose Bowl. And that's about as good as you can do right now.
Right, and you look through that, and the one thing that stands out is going to be for the Big Ten championship, because it's projecting that because of the higher seeds and the way that it'll fall out, again, there's going to be monkey wrenches, and as you said, it's going to be pretty close. But I think Michigan State can beat and will beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship.
Really?
And that will flip the Spartans, and that'll kick Ohio State out of the Rose Bowl. Then I think you will have a flip, and Ohio State will draw Texas A&M in the Capital One Bowl, and I think Michigan State goes out to the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day to play Oregon.
What happens, Chuck, if, let's say that indeed does take place, and I know that you would love for that to happen because you're not a huge Ohio State fan, but let's say that takes place, no offense to Tim, that takes place, What happens when Clemson maybe beats Florida State in the ACC championship game? What does that do for Baylor?
Well, I think Baylor, if Baylor wins Saturday, which I think they will, if Baylor wins Saturday, I think they're so close that they will leapfrog Ohio State, because Ohio State's playing Indiana.
Right.
And look, it's a rival. I'm a Michigan man. But the fact remains is that Ohio State is Baylor's going to leapfrog because of this strength.
Right, right.
You can't do nothing
right,
about
right,
it.
Right, because the computer's factoring right. right there.
And so what is going to happen, if, for example, last weekend, Ohio State was rolling against Illinois and then let them back into the game, and everybody's going, ooh, wait a minute, right. Style point. I mean, Illinois was 12 points away from Ohio State in the fourth quarter, had the ball and was going in for a score. It could have been 5 points away.
Right.
And they're like, as bad as Illinois is, you give up 35 points to Illinois. And that brought them down in points. Baylor had a good win against Texas Tech to move them up. If Baylor beats highly ranked Oklahoma State, they will leapfrog Ohio State.
Back to my original point, within the context of that, though, is that I still believe that Baylor has at least an outside shot at playing perhaps Alabama in that BCS National Championship game. Can you imagine that?
Oh, I agree. I don't think this is settled yet. Again, it's projections based on higher seeds, and you know, there are some that think that Michigan State will, you know, put a monkey wrench in Ohio State's plan. There are some that think Baylor will stub their toe down the end. Okay, I'm not one of those, but you know, what is happening down in Tallahassee with the off the field fiasco, you know, with Jameis Winston,
yeah.
That's, you know, that may weigh heavy. Again, don't discount Florida. Walking, you know, playing Florida State and upsetting them because of what all the attention and the distractions that Florida State is having right now. So don't discount Florida State.
You know, it
getting
seems like
out.
You always see something interesting on those that last weekend, that Thanksgiving weekend, doesn't it? Those Thursday and Friday and Saturday games.
Yep.
It's always something interesting that comes out of that weekend.
Yep. And so when you start looking at the BCS and the way it falls out, I think Baylor's in prime position. If they take care of business, I think they're naturally going to leapfrog and then hope somebody does something to Florida State. But again, if Florida State wins out, but if they have a sloppy game, does Baylor continue to leapfrog up? Oregon may come back into this thing. Auburn has a shot to put a monkey wrench in it with the Iron Bowl, this Saturday, but next Saturday against Alabama.
Right.
You know, we haven't heard the last of Missouri. So, you know, there's still teams in the hunt, but I think the best team that has the best shot for sneaking in the back door could be Baylor.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Chuck, one thing I want to point out, too, as we look at some of the other games. First of all, got to mention Western Carolina at Appalachian State, that game tomorrow. That'll be a game featured right here on WPTL and the Western Carolina Football Network there. Western and Appalachian, the last time. In terms of the Southern Conference that those two teams will meet. Now, I didn't read anything in the paper today, but I would assume that that game will continue even with the jump that Appalachian's fixing to make to go to Division One. So I can't – this is my point that I want to make right here. I can't remember a time when both teams were struggling the way that they're struggling right now going into that game. And this is the other question I want to lead into. When you look at what remains – of the Southern Conference, you've got Furman, Wofford, Samford, Elon now, which will sort of become, at least in the long-term prediction, I guess, that you would have, be the long-term teams that that may be good and may, you know, win championships and so forth and get to the playoffs. But the only team there right now that's significant at all is Samford, and they're not particularly significant in 1AA. They're ranked number 24. Furman's not playing good football right now. Wofford isn't. Elon isn't particularly. Georgia Southern and Appalachian are both leaving, and they haven't been very good. My point is this. I can't remember a time when from top to bottom the Southern Conference was this poor. Couple that with the fact that I've written about this and I've talked about this. Couple that with the fact that there is no TV deal now for the Southern Conference outside of, you know, something that they do with ESPN on the internet, and the teams that are sort of bolting, both the good basketball programs like Davidson and the football programs like Appalachian and Georgia Southern. it looks like the good days for the Southern Conference are behind us. I certainly hope that's not the case, but it certainly seems that way at this point.
Well, it does look like that, but I think that Charleston Southern and Coastal Carolina are making bids with the season
right.
they're having to get an invite to come into the Southern Conference. I think Presbyterian and also Gardner-Webb are
right.
you know, trying for that also. And a school that may look to jump into the Southern Conference may be Liberty. But you know, right now, I think you're looking at those schools in South Carolina to fill in the holes that were left with Elon and Appalachian State and
Georgia Southern yeah.
leaving. And I think that the bottom line is it does look like that, but I think that they'll get back to promise. They're going to have to get a TV deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the era we live
Can't
in.
Can't you see that has made a tangible impact on what's going on? I certainly feel like it has.
Well, you know, it is because this should be being the final 78th battle of the Old Mountain Jug. I'm from the school. I don't think that Western and App are going to play for a while.
I just
don't think they're going to play. They're going to take a sabbatical. Now, they may revisit that, you know, down the road, but usually those things and schedules playing out is that what happens is if you're going to play, if Western's going to play App, and App being a Division I school, they're going to have to come up with about $500,000 for them to come up and play them.
Yeah, but you made a great point, though, and I have said that over and over and over. 10 years ago, for example, Appalachian was on at least regional cable television and regional satellite television 4 and 5 times a year. Now it's zero. Georgia Southern, zero. I mean, you just can't watch them anywhere. And in the time when one of your biggest recruiting tools is being able to show your games on television for family and friends, and everybody wants to be on TV, certainly, that's got to be hurting.
Well, it is. And what you're also showing is the fan support, you know, the packed house up there at, you know, Kid Brewer and Boone. And when you play that game, you know, it's been a long-time rivalry. Again, it is the 78th and final battle for the Old Mountain Jug. Appalachian State leads that series 58-18 with one tie. And, you know, again, what has hurt that rivalry, is although it has this regional intensity, is that West, you know, that mountain intensity for it. Western Carolina just hasn't done anything significant in that rivalry.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
You know, but now you look at the 130th meeting of the game, the oldest rivalry, started in 1875, 67th consecutive meeting. Yale, or Harvard's at Yale tomorrow. I love these rivalries that are historical. I love watching the game because you talk about packed house. You know, they're right now, they got catered, you know, tailgating, and I'm sure they got lobster and all that stuff. But, you know, again, Yale leads that rivalry 65-56-8. So that's a pretty close rivalry, you know, where throughout the years, and the game I love watching every single year is the, what they call the rivalry. It's the 149th meeting. It started in 1884. It's 121 consecutive meetings between Lafayette and Lehigh, and Lafayette is at number 17 Lehigh tomorrow at 12:30 kickoff. Lafayette, excuse me, leads that 76-67 and 5 ties. So again, when you watch that, you see packed, standing room only, overflow crowds, passionate people about their rivalry, and those are three rivalries. This is what I love about this Saturday when these. You know, you got your Michigan and Ohio States and Alabama and Auburns and USC and UCLA all going to happen down the road. But this is the Saturday. I love watching these sort of sub-rivalries because they're just as intense, they're just as important, but they're equally exciting to watch.
When we return, we'll talk pro football. Get you set for this huge game tonight, second-round playoff football here from Canton. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
You've been listening to the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports.
Third and goal from the two. Black Bears knocking on the door right here. Snap. Back to pass. Looking. Floats one. Left side. The tight end is wide open. 10, 5, and he will get in. Touchdown. And the men in red have gone on top 6-2. Pisgah on the goal line now, and they will go for it on fourth down. Snap. Straight ahead. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Big Black!
It's Pisgah Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL. Brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Singleton's Automotive, Pisgah Tire Company, WNC Towing, Haywood EMC, Jukebox Junction, WNC Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Champion Credit Union, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Rogers Express Lube, Riverview Farm and Garden, Empire Automotive, Martin's Drugs, Jim Bromley Financial Services, Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pond, Sid's on Main, and Sellers Florist. Now, here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium in Canton, North Carolina, tonight at second round playoff action in the 3A West, as Pisgah takes on High Brighton. Huge game tonight to see who may have a chance to take on the number one seed Freedom Team next week in the third round. And you mentioned this earlier, Chuck, and as we're going into things and starting to talk about all the things that could be right now after you get past that first week, your mind starts looking ahead a little bit to what the possibilities are. Certainly got a lot to take care of right now, but you got to feel good about the way that things took place last week moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. You know, falling behind 14-0 midway through the first quarter, we had that feeling like, oh, no, this is not going to get away from us like this. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped. And why it stopped was defense. Mm. And that's what you have to do when you play football in the playoffs. You have got to bring your A-plus game defensively. And once they got adjusted to the speed, because you can't practice that kind of speed all week. You know, you don't. If you don't have it, you can't simulate that when it comes, you know, all week, and then you come in the game, it's like, man, we didn't have, you know, these guys are faster, and so they got adjusted. But what they started to do was they started pounding the body. I mean, 2, 3, 4 helmets at a time on everybody. And, you know, your will to play is in your hip.
Right.
And so what happens is you got to pound that body to submission, to where it sends that signal, I've had enough, to your brain. And that brain holds your will. And when that will gets that message, your body says, no, I can't take it anymore. And, you know, you're done. The will to play and compete was taken away from Hickory because of the Pisgah defense. Outstanding effort. 31 unanswered points, and they came in and walked away with a 31-14 win, shut them down completely. And so that's what they're going to have to do tonight, is they're going to have to play a great defensive game.
Our Big Black sponsors, Carolina Pawn and Gun, also by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, and Jim Bromley Edwards Jones Investment Center here in Kent. NFL coming up, changing gears just a little bit. NFL weekend coming up last night. Falcons played a pretty good game against New Orleans. Couldn't get it done at the end. Some spotty decisions, I think, by that coaching staff. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You're a team that's not got a chance to make the playoffs. But I thought Atlanta did a lot of good things against a very good team last night. Just couldn't find a way to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, Going back to look at that, it's just, you thought, man, Atlanta's really playing a great defensive game, but in the end, New Orleans just had too much, and too much meaning Drew Brees, and they get that, get that last score to kind of put it away, and you got a feel for Atlanta.
And not having anybody to throw to in terms of Matt Ryan is really taking its toll on an offense that can only put up 13 points last night.
You got a feel for that because, I mean, it's not one receiver. You know, Detroit Lions fans can relate to this. You know, you lose one Megatron, and Matt Stafford has become below average quarterback. Well, you know, Matt Stafford or Matty Ryan has lost three receivers.
Right.
Two of them are Pro Bowl type. You know,
they have receivers. Two number one receivers in Atlanta,
and he's trying to make that passing game because they're jamming the box, they crowd the box,
exactly.
And say you're not going to run it, and we don't fear the pass because we got people who can blanket your receivers that you've got. We have no fear on your, you know, outside with your passing game. So I mean, it is what it is. They're going to have to fight through it, but you know, right now they fall into 2-9.
Other games coming up on Sunday. Again, the season over halfway done now in the NFL, starting to hit the backstretch. Pittsburgh at Cleveland at 1, Tampa at Detroit, Minnesota at Green Bay, San Diego at Kansas City, Chicago at St. Louis, it's Carolina at Miami, the Jets at Baltimore, Jacksonville at Houston, and then other games later, Tennessee at Oakland, Indianapolis at Arizona, and then Dallas at the Giants. Those are all 4 o'clock and 4:30 kickoffs. Sunday night, Denver at New England at 8:30, and then on Monday night, San Francisco at Washington. Two teams that I'd like to mention right now obviously have to be Carolina, and I think your team as well, Chuck, and Detroit. Both teams doing a good job right now. And Carolina, you know, they're in great shape right here. I mean, you know, just a few weeks ago, you know, people were still calling for Riviera's head in Charlotte, and now they're 7-3 and knocking on the door of New Orleans to take that divisional lead.
Well, when you talk about Detroit, let me put it this way. I don't trust Detroit. I've got nearly 5 decades, a half a century.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, with my dad, you know, telling me all about the Lions and Bobby Lane, and then, you know, growing up and learning this game at a young age, at age 55, I got nearly 5 decades of being disappointed by the Lions. They're going to have to do it for me. You know, and look, I've been a Lions fan, and I'll jump on it, but you know, they're going to have to be careful coming into this game. They're tied with the Chicago Bears. The Bears go on the road to St. Louis. That's not an easy task the way the Bears are playing. But Lions need this game against Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay, although the Buccaneers are 2-8, they have played tough in 8 of those 10 games. And they've lost the games in the final minutes in 6 of those 8 losses.
Right.
I mean, you know, look, as bad as Tampa Bay is, they could come in and just put it to the Lions, and it's like the fans are going, okay, see what I mean? You know, you just, I don't trust them.
Yeah. And your take on Charlotte right now?
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is playing the way their player development people and their scouting bureau has said this kid will be. It took him a while, but Cam Newton has proven his critics, yours truly included, wrong. And, you know, he has the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers at 7-3, hunting and nipping at the heels of the New Orleans Saints. It is what it is. But again, you're at 7-3. You got 6 more games in the regular season. You got to finish strong.
Absolutely.
Got to finish strong.
Going to the AFC a week ago, Kansas City was the only unbeaten team remaining in the NFL, which is a tough task. And now they might not even be the favorites in their division.
Right. You know, we knew that this, you know, they weren't going to go undefeated. But we also, a couple of weeks ago, when we were at the halfway point, realized that, you know, the 5 of the 8 games they played at the first part of the season, Kansas City Chiefs is what we're talking about, were at home in Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Now we said that it's loaded up with road games in the second half. They're going to have 5 of the 8 games on the road.
Right.
And that's always tough to go on the road and win. And, you know, and that's what happened. They went into Denver and got beat. And so now they're sitting there in the tie at 9-1 with the Broncos.
And I think that tells you how good that we believe Denver is. Again, a week ago, Kansas City was 9-0, with more than half, less than half of their games remaining. And again, the following week, in many people's minds, they're not the division favorite now. That tells you again how good Peyton Manning is and Denver is right now. I think they have got a really good shot at winning the whole thing.
Well, obviously, to me, Denver and New England is going to be the marquee game that
right.
Sunday night.
Right.
And, you know, you heard Peyton Manning talk today, as a matter of fact, being interviewed, going, it seems like every time we match up against Tom Brady, me against Tom Brady, my team is having to go to Foxborough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been told that sort of like, you know, well, it's just random. He says, well, I guess that's just the way it is. You know, he was kind of digging at the NFL. It's like, you know, it would be nice to match up against,
exactly.
You know, New England, but have New England come to his home field.
He may very well have a point there. When we return, we'll talk Pisgah football. A lot going on here in this game tonight. We'll try to break it all down for you and give you an idea of what to expect against High Brighton. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Many people still ask, what is a credit union? A credit union is a financial institution with all standard services like loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, online banking, and so forth, where you, as an account holder, are the owner, and you personally receive a monthly dividend. Sounds good, doesn't it? Go see WNC Community Credit Union at 27 Kent Lane off Eagles Nest Road, Waynesville. Insured by the NCUA.
To Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
My hope is as the game gets going here, I'm going to get really excited and forget all about this. But before I forget, I want to take a moment and wish you, Chuck, you and Angie and your family a happy Thanksgiving coming up this week. And certainly Tim and everybody associated with WPTL and all the fans, I hope you have an opportunity to be with the family that you love and be able to see some folks and do some things and get ready for the holiday. So wish you happy Thanksgiving already.
Well, back at you, and I hope your son Ty Upton, my main man Ty Cobbler, is going to have a great Thanksgiving.
Your closer, we're working on.
That's my closer.
Yeah,
right,
well, run him out there about 6'9".
I think that'd be my ace.
Yeah, well, that's my goal too. We're going to certainly work on that. Getting ready for this ball game tonight. You're going against a team that likes to run that triple option. I think about triple option. I think about Georgia Tech, Georgia Southern, Wofford. Those are the things that I think about. I'm sure there's some subtle differences and so forth, but that's what I think about when I think about that. I think about guys that really pound you, you know, your offensive linemen really taking on assignments in terms of opening up and creating specific holes out on the football field, depending on what the defense gives you. When you look at their stats, I think that's very evident. Jacob Cooper, 123 carries for 1,000 yards on the year, 20 touchdowns. DeVell Maxwell, 81 carries for 844, 12 touchdowns. Tyshawn Daniels, 68 carries for 779 and 10 touchdowns. And when you look at Jacob Cooper throwing the football, 43 of 81 with only 3 interceptions for 750 and 8 scores. He's also their leading rusher as well. So you can imagine there's going to be 3 guys running the football. Main thread is going to be the quarterback tonight.
Well, and absolutely. And Hi Brighton, I've seen this offense before, because this offense, if you take the center, you know, take the quarterback and put him up under center with two wings, the flex bone.
Right.
But now what they've done is they backed off, and the quarterback is now in a short shotgun.
Right.
This offense is called the ski gun. It was developed by my friend and former college teammate, and now the head football coach at Division II Ferris State College. He developed
this. I did not know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that you went to school with him.
Yeah.
That's
cool. And he developed what is called the ski gun many years ago and used it to win 3 state championships at Muskegon High.
Uh-huh.
And then that propelled him into the a community college head football job. And then, you know, he turned that program around. But he's used the ski gun. They call it the pistol flex, but the ski gun. And all it is the same triple option, but with the quarterback backed off about 2 or 3 yards.
Is it fair to make those comparisons to Georgia Tech and Georgia Southern?
Well, Georgia Tech and Georgia Southern have made trips up to Tony to learn it.
Is that right?
Yeah. And, I mean, it's because it allows the quarterback to read the defensive line from behind about 3 yards rather than all that mess right up on the offensive line.
Right.
And so when he did it for high school, he backed off.
Talk about the deception involved in this offense.
It's deception, and you're playing on the fact that people will not be responsible. You got to have that
discipline.
Gap.
Yeah.
You got to have gap integrity. You got to maintain this gap.
Right.
And you cannot be caught looking in the backfield. You got to hold. If it comes to you in that gap, you got to take care of business. And then you got a fake into the middle of the line. You got a back cut coming around for the bounce, you know, the base of the offense, and then they fake, you know, if they pull and fake, the quarterback runs down. He has the option of either pitching it or running it himself. So you got outside, you got two people. One's got to have pitch man, one's got to have quarterback.
So if a defense is a defense that likes to fly around a little bit, are they at a disadvantage?
No. It was this, you know, years ago, the thought process was that you were going to have to go play this and play it on the line, you know, kind of play parallel to the line of scrimmage.
Right.
But the difference was is that now they're finding you got to get penetration back there because this team's fumbled the ball 24 times this year.
Well, that could certainly be big.
And
we
it's because
a lot
of penetration.
Turnovers. Yeah.
If you get penetration in on you, they have to make quick decisions. That's where the ball, the mesh points of the fullback, you know, the fullback may be sticking it into the gut, and the fullback thinks that he's not getting it, so there's fumbles on the ground. Key for this is that Pisgah's going to have to get those, you know, create those turnovers and put points on the board from those turnovers.
Absolutely. Only about 10 minutes away now from kickoff. When we return, we'll get you set up for WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud of our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good it'll make you squoil.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a five-pack of easy-pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
The Pisgah Black Bears know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to basketball, but to personal finances as well. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have a portfolio that works as hard as you do. Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 828-648-0045 or stop by his office at 92 Crossroad Hill Road in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, only about 8 minutes away now from kickoff between High Brighton and Pisgah. Again, talked about this before, a game that we're familiar with. Twice Pisgah has played this team previously this decade, 2006, big win here. If I remember correctly, it was second round. Was it third? I thought it was second round.
Well, in 06, it was a first-round game
okay,
right here.
Okay, first-round game. Won that game. And then in 2008, turnaround went down there. Remember, it was a cold night.
Right.
You know, that field's kind of up on a hill somewhere, and, you know, there's a lot of distance, a lot of walking. I remember Z Canada talking about all the walking he had to do from his vehicle. And, of course, he gets there like 1:30 in the afternoon. Still, he had to do all that walking up that hill to the stadium. So certainly some familiarity here, if nothing else, in terms of colors. They wear red and black just like we do. So we'll have to keep that in the back of our heads as we go forward tonight. But a lot of similarities in terms of not similarities, I guess, but familiarity here, I guess, as much as anyone that you don't typically play during the regular season. So we'll see how it all works out. High Brighton, again, a team that's followed us in a way in terms of their enrollment numbers, a 2AA team for the last, you know, 10 years or so, making that transition to 3A this year with an enrollment a little over 1,000, I believe.
Well, and again, High Brighton, a quality football team. I remember the 08 game, they had three Division I football players on that team.
Right.
But, you know, this is a game. Brett Chappell at East Henderson, our head football coach, is 2-1. He's faced High Brighton three times.
Right.
He's 2-1.
Right.
And we have seen High Brighton twice in the playoffs since, you know, the beginning of the century, you know, the turn of the century.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, again, we are familiar with High Brighton. We know what kind of ball they play. This is the first year that they have installed this ski gun offense, and they're a high-powered offense. They average 44 points a game, but they're giving up 20. So, you know what?
And turnovers, I think, is a big point to make right now.
Right. They've lost 24 fumbles. You know, and this is a high turnover offense if you're, you know, especially in high school, because what you have to do on this is you got to get penetration and create havoc in the backfield and not play along the line of scrimmage and wait for them. You got to make them make quick decisions in the backfield, whether to pull it or, you know, pull it or hand it off or pitch it or run with it. You know, there's a lot of decision making out of your quarterback. They don't like throwing the ball. They don't throw the ball very well. But they've got athletes on the corners. They've got athletes in the backfield. And they've got a very smart and very big Tim Tebow-esque type person in the quarterback spot in Jacob Cooper, or Copper, excuse me. And so, you know, the bottom line is you got to get that penetration. Look, Biscuit, they're going to score points. You just got to play the shootout with them.
Right, absolutely.
You know, we've got to throw the ball, not panic when we get behind or if we get behind.
Right.
But we can't sit on our laurels if we get ahead, because this team can strike very quickly. But what we'd like to do is create a situation where it forces them to go out of their comfort zone and have to throw the football.
Black Bears sending both their injured seniors out there. I believe that's Cody and Dustin. As the referees are out there, and we're going to see a toss, and they'll tell you what we've done so far. This year is gone. I think Brett Chappell has a propensity, if he wins the toss, to want to defer to the second half. We'll see how that all plays out right here. Really nice temperature-wise evening right now. Rain is around. Not much. I don't think it's going to affect us a whole lot. If we have rain, I don't think it'll be very heavy. Perhaps something similar last week, if that, before we get out of here tonight. Temperature is very reasonable. They're going to get much colder as we go in through the end of the weekend and through next week as well.
High Brighton has won the toss, Chad. They called heads, and it was heads, and they have elected to receive.
Same difference. That's exactly probably what we would have done otherwise. So see how that all plays out. Because we'll get the football to start the second half. Hopefully we can have a lead by the time we get out there to make that happen.
High Brighton is making its 16th state playoff appearance, and it's the 12th time in a row that they've been in the playoffs. Where Pisgah, this is their 29th time. This is our 29th time in the state playoffs. We have a 35-26-1 postseason record, which is, you know, that's a 9-game above 500. And High Brighton is 19-14 with last weekend's a win in the postseason, but are 4-9 on the road in the playoffs.
There's not many times that Pisgah in the last 20 years or so hasn't made the playoffs. I remember there was a time, Chuck, I think before you got into town, where we were in a split conference and it was always between us and Brevard, and there was only one slot. We could go 9-1 and not qualify. The last 15 years or so, that really hasn't been a problem, other than 2 years ago when we did not qualify. So Pisgah, of course, has also been in the playoffs a good amount, certainly, since its inception in 1966.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're both coaches. This is the fourth year for Clay Lewis here at High Brighton. He has a 37-14 record. 72% of the games he has won. Coach Chappell, because of that forfeit victory from Smoky Mountain, is 77-37
right.
Overall, 67.5% in his first year at Pisgah High School, but in his ninth year as a head coach.
There was some in the paper, I didn't read it. Did you read that from the Asheville paper today about, you know, featuring that story with regard to Smoky Mountain?
No, I did.
Yeah, I think there was something in there about that and how it kind of changed things. And you wonder if that had come out a week prior, would it have affected our playoff seeding? It could have possibly made us a 3 seed, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, it's
sort of hard to argue, though, with the result from last week.
Right.
Any of that.
But, you know, for 2 weeks prior, we were a four seed. Every time we kept projecting and telling the listeners
we did.
About it.
That's exactly
which, by
right.
the way, folks, if you want to get a shout-out here on the air, text me at area code 828-646-0626. 646-0626. Tell me your name, first and last, where you're listening to the ball game. We'll give you a shout-out. Last week, Chad, we had 1,700 listeners online.
And that's not counting the over-the-air listeners as well. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show, live from Jukebox Junction on the Highway 276. That's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, plus Linen and Uniform, Haywood Insurance Service, Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's Nathan Higdon kicking it off. A good crowd on hand on both sides. More fans here than last week, certainly. Bounds at the 20-yard line, picked up at about the 15. Starts ahead, 20, 25, 30. A little bit of a slot. They'll pull him down after he gets a good return out to about the 43-yard line as the horn goes off from the mill to announce the start of this football game here.
What a tradition is that. Paper mill, as soon as that kickoff goes, they're just blaring all the horns from the mill, which is about a half a mile away.
They may be going on our cue. Certainly want to welcome all of our listeners tonight in the mill, overseas, wherever you may be. Thank you for making us part of your evening and your weekend. Two receivers to the right, send one to the left side. They'll run out of that short set. Here's a snap. Back to pass already. Pressure comes, and under pressure he goes down, sacked at the 36-yard line. Nothing doing. The Black Bears drop him for a loss.
Cheryl Rathbone and Holt Underwood got in there along with Kyle Terrell, so the pass blocking was not proficient for the High Brighton Panthers. They tried a little trick opening up. Last week they took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown, then return, and then got the onside kick and got up 14-0 against Patton. So they like to roll the dice early.
He lost six on the sack. One receiver's two receivers to the right. Wing left. They'll operate in that short shotgun position with one back in the backfield. They're heavy to the left side from the 38. Here's a snap. Quarterback will keep, got running room, and pick up to about the 45-yard line. So he picked up about six, maybe 7 yards, and it'll bring up a third down and 8 coming up for High Brighton.
Finding a crack, and I tell you what, this is a very difficult offense to defend because you've got to maintain accountability and responsibility. You've got to maintain your gap, and if you can't get in there, you've got to get whoever comes to that ball. But that quarterback's got to have somebody on him and along with the pitch man. Logan Harris is listening all the way from Alabama.
Third and 8.5 from the 44. Still on High Brighton side of the field. Snap. Play action rolls. Wants to get rid of it. He's under pressure, and he'll go down. No, he swings it off to an ineligible man, and a flag comes in all the way back, Chuck, at the 20-yard line. It'll go for a sack. Pisgah will have great field position when they punt this football.
Well, it was an illegal touching on a lineman because Copper had nowhere to go. He was trying to make a play, and their penetration out of Pisgah getting in the backfield, Copper was falling back and threw the ball, and it hit his lineman coming back to help him.
All the way back to the 24-yard line is the flag, so we'll see how this all works out. Is it illegal touching as he threw it right off the back of the helmet of a lineman that was nearby? As he was in deep trouble there from the get-go. Two sacks on this first set of downs for the Pisgah defense. The Black Bears will drop back to field this punt and will take a timeout after this play if all goes well. 10-18 here in the first quarter. No score as Pisgah looks to hold High Brighton three and out here. They'll remark the football, Chuck, at the 39-yard line, so they really did quite well on that penalty. As High Brighton will be back to punt the football. Badre, Anderson, both back to receive it at about the 23-yard line. We'll see if there's any funny business here. Wide set here on this punt formation for High Brighton. They'll have three back for protection here. Here's a snap. Here comes pressure, and they get the kickoff, and it's a nice one. drives us back to the 20-yard line. Here's Anderson trying to get something going here. And he'll be dropped at the 20-yard line, nothing doing. Pisgah on offense when we return. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pawn and Gun, also by Rogers Express Loop, Jukebox Junction, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Hometown Hardware, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, and Sid's on Main on first down. McKinley Brown keeps only for a yard to the 20-yard line. It's second and nine.
Dr. Bill Nolte is listening in somewhere in the Tennessee woods deer hunting.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass, under pressure. Now moves, throws, it is caught! First down at the 38-yard line over the middle. McKinley Brown makes it happen.
Well, he made it with his feet, moving from the pocket and got flushed and evaded one defender for High Brighton and then found over the middle an open receiver to connect up and move the chains. Very important on this first drive is to get some points off of this drive and get High Brighton a little nervous.
Two wide right, one to the left again. Shotgun set, as is typically the case. One man in protection out there, that's Lucas Hall. Just to the right of Brown. Snap, pulls it out, wants to throw. It is incomplete and short under pressure. McKinley Brown wanted to flag for a late hit, didn't get it. It'll be second down and 10 from the 38-yard line.
Nice pressure from the backside of High Brighton. Tyshawn Daniels was blitzing from the wide side boundary, and he was coming. As McKinley Brown was rolling to the short side, he was coming from his blind side, and just McKinley, as he was starting to throw, got drilled by Daniels. So, you know, we avoided a disaster right there.
Three wide this time to the right side, one to the left. On second down and 10, McKinley Brown, shotgun, snap. He gets it. Wants to throw it. Middle, fires complete. First down and more. 50-yard line, 45-yard line. Rolled down at the 43-yard line. It's first down for the Big Black.
Moving into High Brighton territory, just hooking up into pockets. High Brighton has not seen a passing game like this. They're running all over trying to cover all these receivers. From the firearms instructors in the BLET Class 23 on the firing range at Jay Creek, they're listening in. We thank you, folks.
8:53, first quarter. Pisgah's first drive of the night. Two first downs so far in this drive from the 44-yard line now. High Brighton, two wide to the right, one to the left. Snap, back to pass. Looking, under pressure. Steps up in the pocket. Floats one this side and high and incomplete. Intended for Anderson there over his head at the 40.
Anderson kind of looked at McKinley. You know, he got drilled after that ball went over his head. It was like, Bubba, I love you, but get the ball down. Randy Shepard listening at home from nursing from back surgery. He says, go Bears. But thank you, Randy. We hope you get better.
Absolutely. One receiver to the near side. That's Anderson, wide tight end left. Two receivers out to the right on the short side from the right hash mark. There's one set man. They'll operate shotgun on second and 10. Here's a snap. Bodger. Braves got it. Makes a move. Tries to cut it into the inside. Still trying to make something happen and cannot get away. He'll go down at the line of scrimmage after making a lot of lateral moves right there. It's third down and 10 from the 30. Check that 44-yard line of High Brighton.
Big shout-out from the White family in Bethel. They're listening. They yell, go Black Bears. Along with Jonathan Good.
8-10. First quarter, no score. Black Bears facing a third down and 10 now. Three wide to the right, one left. Vajre in there with McKinley. Snap, rolls to the right side, scoots away from pressure, throws, caught, first down, 30-yard line. Move the chains again. Pisgah inching towards that Hometown Hardware red zone.
Right now, High Brighton is playing just a cover three, but receivers are going all over the place, and they are just finding the pockets, setting down in those holes and those windows and just waiting for McKinley to see them. Tiffany Ferguson at home listening. She shouts out, go Pisgah.
Three out to the right side to the right, one to the left. Snap. Now he rolls to the right side. Steps up in the pocket. Throws and high and incomplete. It was an out and up call, and he threw it a little early. He had his man beat down there. Did Anderson at the 10. It falls incomplete. It's second down from the 31.
In Canton, North Carolina, Sabrina Ash, she says, do it, Bears.
So three first downs in this set so far for the Black Bears. Time ticking, 7:30, first quarter. Again, no score. Pisgah held high, bright, and three and out on their first drive with two sacks in that series. Two to the wide right, one to the right side. Here's a snap, and it looks like McKinley keeps a lot of penetration for High Brighton, and they'll knock McKinley down after a loss of about a yard or two now. It'll be third down and 12 for Pisgah now from the High Brighton 33-yard line.
Double linebacker blitz from the interior, trying to put some pressure. They run a 3-3 stack defense which is a nickel coverage that they're playing against.
Snap, rolls to the right. Here comes a lot of pressure. Still looking. Flips one out here and incomplete. He was throwing across his body and couldn't make it happen right there. It fell incomplete. That ball was kind of floating and could have been picked off. We're fortunate that didn't happen now. It's fourth and 12 from the 32-yard line. Often this is four down territory in high school football. We'll see what we want to do right here. Dylan Hanna checks in.
Shout out goes to the big black from Posh Milner. Trammell Avenue and Bruce Engel in Virginia, go Bears. Kelly Jenkins from Canton says, go Black Bears. And a shout out from Bernard Boone, class of 58, and Joe Bob Harris from Beaver Dam, yell out, go Black Bears.
One wide to the left side, one to the right side. Double tights, they'll go Aisha. Snap, fakes the pitch, looking, crossing pattern incomplete. It was intended for Anderson. And he wants a flag right there. Nothing doing. A turnover on downs. And High Brighton gets the football back at their 32-yard line. So the Black Bear drive stalls right there after converting three downs. Couldn't get anything further. And we'll go back on defense.
Well, that was a good series for Pisgah because they were able to move the ball and move the chains against the High Brighton Panthers. McKinley Brown on his last two throws was a little bit too amped
up.
And it was overthrowing his intended receiver.
Reynolds leads Statesville 7-0 there in their game. Two wide to the right, 1-2 to the left for High Brighton on first down. Snap, quarterback will keep, and he'll go down at the 30-yard line. He lost three. Pisgah so far so good on defense.
Defensively, Ricky Brindley is dialing up some exotic defenses and stunts up there in the interior lines. They're playing games, and right now High Brighton is having trouble blocking it because three Black Bears, you know, as they're angling into these gaps, are really posing a lot of problems for the offensive front for High Brighton.
Jacob Cooper, that senior quarterback who is a big cog in this offense for High Brighton. Two wide either side. They'll operate in that little shotgun. Snap, back to pass. Flips one out here. High and incomplete. Off the fingertips of his wide receiver out there, a senior tight end, a big kid down there, couldn't make the catch. It's quickly third down now from the 30.
Copper is he's a talented quarterback with his feet, but he's not very apt at throwing football. Steve Brooks is listening at home, nursing a new hip. Congratulations, Steve.
One receiver to the right. One to the left, double wings. Here's a snap, and they're going to keep. And they're going to pitch it. It's on the ground. They pick it up in a flag at the 20-yard line. Nothing going on right there. We'll see what this flag is. Now they're going to pick that flag up and wave it. They're going to wave it off. It was a fumble picked up by High Brighton. It's fourth down and long, and they're going to punt it again.
Hometown girl Leslie Hips, great job, Chad and Chuck. Chuck, you're awesome. No, she didn't. I just putting that in there. I've enjoyed listening to you guys all year. Go Bears.
Leslie Hips, a childhood best friend of my wife. Glad she's listening to us tonight. She's got an awesome voice, does a great job in her singing career for a long, long time.
And Coach Cindy Blankenship listening on the road with tune in on my way back from a convention in Raleigh. Be safe, Coach Blankenship,
absolutely,
on your return.
All right, we'll take a timeout after this play. High Brighton set the punt with 5:15 here in the first quarter. No score. Pisgah's held them three and out twice. A high hanging knuckleball punt takes a High Brighton bounce at the 45-yard line and backs up. Pisgah's got a good field position, though, at the 47 when we return. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has seed, fertilizer, hay, and everything you need at fair prices to keep your farm, lawn, and garden looking and working its best. Check on Riverview's exclusive line of Pisgah wear. Hats, sweats, t-shirts, decals, and pullovers are available to keep you looking your best on Pisgah Black Bear game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden under the big Pisgah flag, just down from the stadium on Penland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164. Riverview Farm and Garden are proud sponsors of Pisgah football on WPTL.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium, McKinley Brown back. The throw is going to be caught at the 30. Still on his feet at the 10. The 5. He's going to go down at the 2-yard line. It's first and goal for the Big Black.
Well, he just got a hold of the main man, and that was Jesse Martinez, the sophomore receiver who's just emerged as a threat in the passing game all season long. I tell you what, it was a deep slant pattern, and he just sucked that into his hands, broke two tackles to take it down inside the 5, and it looks like it's going to be placed at about the 2.5-yard line.
He did a good job of hanging on to the football, too, because he was hit hard from behind. First and goal from the 2, I set. Here's a snap. Give straight ahead. It is in the end zone. Did we recover it? Yes! Touchdown, Big Black! The goal horn sounds, fumbled in the end zone, recovered by Pisgah, 6-0.
Kyle Terrell was the Johnny man on the spot. He was right there when the ball was fumbled by Lucas Hall into the end zone, and he pounced on it. So Kyle Terrell gets into the stat book as scoring a touchdown for the Big Black.
A huge, huge recovery right there. Lucas Hall found the end zone and might have dropped it just before he crossed that plane. Luckily, Kyle Terrell, the man on the spot to make it happen, to take this lead 6-0. Here's Nathan Higdon. A little trouble last week with the extra points. None so far tonight. 4:33 first quarter. Pisgah leads at 7-0. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
American Pawn and Pickers. And we do the picking. Go to the grinning. Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking. We'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now. You hear?
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Kick off every football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe preview show, 6:30 to 7, right here on AM 920, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. Make sure that if you're listening tonight and haven't gotten in, you can text Chuck at 828-646-0626. Let us know who you are and where you are, and we'll let everybody else know and try to get those names. A lot of names calling in tonight, a lot of listeners tonight, and we're very proud of that.
Our main man, Clinton, down in Atlanta, Georgia, is listening in. Thank you, Clinton.
Clinton, I'll get down there, buddy. You got two new ballparks coming. Here's a high kick. Fielded it. Kicked out of bounds. So that worked out well. That ball was fielded, then it was kicked out of bounds by Highbright and chucked the 27-yard line.
Well, I tell you what, if Highbrighton cannot solve what is happening up front, they're going to have trouble. They're going to be forced to put the ball and pitch the ball outside. And Pisgah has, you know, a lot of their people sitting out there on the outside waiting. Great defensive scheme so far being executed by the Black Bears. In that last series for Pisgah on the offense, High Brighton changed their second and went to stacking the corner and a safety on the outside guys.
Wings either side. One receiver left. Man in motion now. Snap. Here's a give to the inside. Pisgah bounces off one man. Now off to the races. He's got an angle on Vadre. Vadre right there at the 40, and they'll bring him down after a big game by High Brighton to the 34-yard line. Vadre Crouch able to keep it from going for 6.
That last one, that was Devel Maxwell coming off on a wing reverse. And you look, this team will do this. They're going to put some yardage up. They've been doing it all year. But the fact is, when you get there, you got to start pounding on that body and wrapping up. Jacob Boyd got there and popped him, but he just didn't bring the rap with him.
First time High Brighton's really done anything offensively. Here's a snap. They're going to try that play again. We'll string this one out. Maybe lost a yard. So he did lose a yard back to the 35-yard line, so it'll be second down and 11. I want to say hello to Betty Henderson from Canton, called into the studio, says go Bears. Thanks for listening to us, Betty, tonight. Appreciate you joining in and letting us know, supporting us and this football team right now. A lot of exciting things going on. We'll see if we can make it last.
Nana Boyd listening tonight in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. She wishes she was here. We wish you were here, too. Big shout-out to your big player, your heart, and that's Jacob Boyd.
Two wings, one set, man in motion. Here's a snap. They almost fumbled the football again, a broken play. Only picks up a yard. Boy, I tell you what, that was a miss as the quarterback ran into one of his backs, and he threw the football down the ground, almost got a penalty right there. It's third down and 10.
Well, I really like that. Jacob Copper, the quarterback for High Brighton, the ball got away from him, and then he went and walked to the back judge to get the football and asked, you know, for the ball, and he got it and then walked it back to the white hat.
Third down and 10 from the 34. Polk leads Reidsville 7-0. One receiver left. Double wings, one set. They'll operate on the short gun. Pisgah almost jumps offside. Snap, they give it to the inside man. He's got running room and more, and he's gone. Touchdown, High Brighton. So they found a gap and took advantage, and High Brighton is a point away from tying it here. That run from the 34-yard line, 2:32, first quarter at 7-6, Pisgah. A lot of room in the middle of the field for them to run right there, buddy.
Tim DeWeese is listening in Canton, North Carolina. Go Big Black. Love listening to you and Chad.
Freedom leads Forest View 13-0.
We like you listening in.
Absolutely. A lot of room in the middle of the field right there. Everything
yeah,
opened up for him right there. Vadre Crouch, here's a snap. Almost came and got it. But the kick is good. We'll take a timeout. High Brighton ties it here late in the first quarter. Got a good team out there. It's going to be a battle all night. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Mary Ann Freeman talks about Singleton's Automotive in Canton.
Car care with character suits Singleton's Automotive. I have to depend on my vehicle. I would recommend Singleton's to anybody, and I do. I would definitely tell a friend, if you need car work, take your car to Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway. I tell them the phone number at 648-8300. Every time I'm there, I try to get their ink pens, and I give out their ink pens for them.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
High Brighton quickly comes back and answers a couple of big plays for them on the ground. They tied at 7-7, though. Still got to stop Pisgah's offense. They haven't really done that so far tonight. So Vadre and Anderson back deep to receive. They stand at about their 8-yard line, respectively, on either side, either hash mark here. Black Bears tonight. Black pants, black shirts, black helmets, red power P. High Brighton, white shirts, black pants, black helmets, red trim. Again, sort of mirror images each other in a lot of ways in terms of uniform and colors. Vadre fields at the 10, 15, 20 on the far side, 25-yard line, needs some blocks. Still on his feet, and it'll go down at 24, so Pisgah will start back on offense from right there.
Scotty Fallon and Brandy Edwards celebrating Ed's 40th birthday, and they shout out, Go Bears!
Appreciate everybody listening to us tonight. Again, you can let Chuck know, 646-0626. Let us know who you are and where you are. We'll be happy to let everybody know.
For those of you that are out of the area code, have a different area code, it's area code 828.
Right.
We expected this. This is an exciting game. These two, when they get together, other than that,
there's
going to
be, this is a heavyweight bout right now. Two wide to the right side for the Black Bears, tied at 7 here, getting late in the first. One receiver to the left side, far. Here's a snap. Vadre gets the give. Vadre makes some moves and still on his feet and picks up a good chunk of change, maybe 8 on first down. It'll be second short.
I tell you what, just giving to Vadre on the read, the inside zone read on the spread option, and Vadre just makes something very special out of nothing.
Yeah, he does, often. Polk leads Reedsville 13-0. Asheville leads Weddington 7-0. Of course, Tim, keeping an eye on that bracket scoreboard as well, and we'll try to keep you up to date on that as we go. Freedom already's got a lead. Here's McKinley Brown on the keeper to the 40. First down, Big Black.
Two Dogs and Privet listening from Dutch Cove and pulling for those Bears.
Again, make sure to text Chuck. We can't really take calls certainly during the broadcast, but if you'll text him, we'll certainly make sure we let everybody know. Three wide to the left, one to the right. One set. I believe that's Lucas Hall, and now flags come in, and I think we might have jumped right there. It's high, bright, and points at our offensive line.
This is what we don't want to do, is get behind the sticks. You know, we've been playing even with those sticks and moving them with our offense, but we do not want to sit. Now we're looking at a long, you know, a long first and first down play with first and 15 with the illegal procedure
just
on the interior line.
Just on the right side, hash there, just inside of that. Three wide to the left, to the near side, to us. Moving from right to left towards the south end zone. One stick set up the screen. It's incomplete. As Lucas Hall was late getting back to it, it'll be second down and 15.
And all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, graduated from Pisgah High School with Chad Upton, a class of 93, Jeff Reinhart in Nashville, Tennessee, says, go Bears.
Jeff Reinhart and I went to school throughout our, I take that back, starting in middle school. And hope he's doing well. Appreciate you listening in tonight.
Listening to the music from the Music City.
Two wide to the left side, one to the right side. Junior high then, not middle school. One set, second and 15. Here's a snap. McKinley pitches out here to the 35-40. They come up quickly and knock us down. We can only get a yard, 2 yards. So it'll be a third and long coming up now from about the 37-yard line. This game kind of settling in a little bit right now. 7-7 your score. Under a minute now with the clock moving in the first quarter.
Well, they tried the option play to the wide side, but downfield, Jesse Anderson missed his block, and that guy came up on it. And that was Daquan Sudrith, who just made a stick onto Lucas Hall.
Two wide to the left, two to the right, big third down and 13 for Pisk. They'll operate shotgun. Snap wants to throw. Pump fakes right side. Now looks left side. Throws it deep, and he wants his man. It is caught! What a catch! No, they're going to rule it incomplete. Wow. He almost made a brilliant catch at the 12-yard line. It was Anderson, and people in the stands looking on in disbelief. They didn't see him drop it, and neither did I. That was almost a spectacular finger catch down there at the 15-10-yard line.
Well, that back judge was right there in front of it. It was right there in front of him, so he saw that ball hit the ground. But great effort out of Jesse Anderson.
Wow.
Nice touch. Going straight down the middle of the field with two defenders draped on him.
After looking him off.
Yeah, and just put it right over the top of them.
Fourth down and 13. Anderson has to come back out and punt it. Hits one off the side of his foot. Low line drive takes a Pisgah hop and rolls to the 20-yard line. They pick it up from right there, and they cut him down at the 15. Good kick coverage, and Pisgah will go back on defense in pretty good shape. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Hodges too wide to the right, to the left for High Brighton from their 15. One man in motion, snap. They'll give straight ahead for about 5 to the 20. It'll be second 5 for High Brighton. 7-7 your score. Going to finish up the quarter right here and head to the second quarter. So just what we thought, two very good football teams going at it with each other right now. A brilliant first quarter in a lot of ways for this Black Bear team. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
You glass. There ain't no doubt. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. You gotta fight for your right to bear.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pawn and Gun. Also by Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, Riverview Farm and Garden, American Pawn and Pickers, and Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue. And we want to thank all of our fine sponsors for making Pisgah Football on WPTL happen every single week.
Danny Wood, working like a big dog at the mill, says go Bears. Garrett Holland and Jessica Allen in Asheville yell out good go Bears, along with Buddy and Ginger Rogers listening in Bethel.
Second and about six for Highbride. Snap. They give this time to the big tailback, and he'll be just outside the marker for the first down and probably have it at the 26, 27-yard line to move the chains.
Christy Green
for the Panthers.
Christy Green and kids listening from Bethel. Go Big Black Bears. Hit them. Big number 71, along with also a shout-out to number 71, Jacob Boyd, is from Hunter, Natalie, and Logan.
11:45, second quarter. Game settling in a little bit right now. High Brighton keeping it on the ground. It'll be first down and 10 for them at the 27-yard line. Pisgah struck first to go ahead 7-0 there in the first quarter. High Brighton came right back on two big plays in their drive, capping off with a 34-yard touchdown to tie the ball game. Snap, give ahead to the tailback for only a yard or so. It'll be second down and 9 now from, we'll call it, the 28-yard line, still in High Brighton territory, moving from right to left again towards the south end zone. South Point leads Burns 14-0, important game there.
And a former Pisgah great's dad is listening to us. The Hammer, Jimmy Wilson, said, you know, says he wants some slobber knockers
or two
out there. We remember the Hammer. Well, Justin Wilson
was a
lot
of fun to watch, that guy. A lot of fun to watch.
I know that the defensive back and quarterback for Shelby, Montgomery, remembers Justin Wilson in that game in 2006. And down on the field is one of their mainstays. It looks like he's injured right now.
I can't tell that number.
Daquan Sudreth. Daquan Sudreth is kneeled over.
Looks like something in around his mouth or chin or head, upper area there, upper body concern, and he'll come off, maybe bleed.
Well, Jimmy got his wish within 10 seconds because he's spitting blood right now.
He is.
He got tattooed and got slobber knockered. He's spitting blood.
Yeah.
And you know what, Daquan, I'm sorry that you got hurt, but welcome to Canton.
Exactly. All right, second down and 9, High Brighton from the 27. Pisgah shows pressure from that left side. Snap, gives around that way. They make a couple men miss, but not more than that. Down at the line of scrimmage, it'll be third down and 9 as Pisgah stuffs that run play up.
What a chess match between Clay Lewis and Ricky Brindley right now. You know, he found out, okay, what you were doing and how to attack it. Now Ricky has made some adjustments on the defensive front. And now it's giving High Brighton some more, you know, more problems up there.
Third down and long for High Brighton here from their 28-yard line. 10-11, second quarter, tied at 7. They'll send one wide to the right, one to the left, two wings, man in motion now. Try to pull Pisgah off sides. They can't do it. 3 seconds on the play clock, takes a snap, back to pass, looks deep downfield, wants his man, it is caught, incomplete.
Ooh.
Off the fingertips of that big tight end again, it's fourth down. High Brighton punts the football.
Well, they put Hunter White on the big, tall wide receiver out there, but Lucas Hall got caught looking in the backfield from his free safety position, and White got up and pointed to him like, I expect you to be there, big guy.
Yeah, that was, you know, give one and take one right there. Anderson dropped the pass down there off the fingertips. Their receiver did the same thing. So we're even, I guess, at this point as Vadre and Anderson drop back to receive the punch.
What a heavyweight fight we've got going on right here. Just what you would expect for a playoff football game.
9:50 here in the second quarter, tied at 7. Here's a snap, punt, low. Takes a hop at the 40. Picked up and down at the 33-yard line. Pisgah football when we return. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Jukebox Junction, backing the Bears. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare through lunch and dinner, including daily specials, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox handles your sweet tooth with ice cream, sundaes, sodas, and shakes. Call to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. Also open Sunday from 8:30 till 3.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live at the stadium, tied at 7. Two wide to the right for Pisgah, one to the left. Snap. Here's a play-action pass, and it's going to be caught wide open. 45-yard line, 50-yard line. Still on his feet, pushed out at the 47, 40-yard line. It's first down for the Big Black.
They just brought Trevor Johnson. They have twin sets to the wide side, and they just ran the combination routes. It's a deep route from the outside guy and the inside guy. Trevor Johnson just ran a deep out pattern wide open. Again, the pass is posing problems for High Brighton.
Right in front of us at the High Brighton 43-yard line, a big play right there. Pisgah quickly back to the line of scrimmage, tied at 7. Forest View and Freedom. Freedom leads that game 13-6. If Forest View wins and we win, we'll be in Canton next week. Two wide to the right side, one to the left side. Vadre out there with McKinley. Shotgun, first down, back to pass. Plenty of time, looks deep downfield. He's got his man down there, and it's caught at the 5. It's first and goal for the Big Black.
And who else but the big guy right there, and that's Jesse Anderson. Just got his man beat. He just loping past him, and the High Brighton corners are not even looking back. They have not seen this kind of passing attack all season long. Chapel knew it, and we're going to throw this football until they learn or until they can prove to Chapel they can defend it. We're going to put the ball in the air.
Kenley Brown, nice touch. A little underthrown, but certainly manageable. 2-1 receiver either side of the set. We go back to the I set. Vadre dots it with Dylan Hanna. Snap, and here's a give to Vadre. Vadre in trouble. Vadre goes down at the 9. It's second and goal from there.
We got Bruce and Ellen Moore from Canton. Shout out, go Bears, you can do it. Pisgah right now knocking at the door for another score with 8:50 left here in the second quarter.
Lucas Hall checks in. Vadre Crouch checks out. Martinez is the receiver to the right side. Anderson splits wide to the left, one-on-one coverage over there. We stay in the eye. We'll see if we can find one of those two receivers in their one-on-one coverage. They got a single high safety, but he's up on the line of scrimmage on a short field. Here's a snap. They're going to run the football again, and Lucas Hall is hit hard at the line of scrimmage. It's third down. It was a straight give.
Yeah, it was just a give out of the I formation, but it may be setting up something out of a play action, because what they are really doing is settling in, you know, and two runs in the inside, and the linebackers are just shooting those gaps. Something's going to come behind them, and it's going to open. Either it's going to be a slant to the wide side to Jesse Anderson or a tight end dump.
Two receivers to the right. They'll go double coverage now on Anderson to the left side. We'll see what happens. Here's a snap. They're going to give it to Vadre. Vadre makes a move and loses his helmet and goes down to the 2-yard line. So a tough run right there. It's not enough. It's now fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. What do you do right here?
I think you got to get points and put a field goal line.
I think you're right.
Up 10-7.
It's a tough angle. It's going to be from that right hash mark at the 3-yard line. He'll have to pull it. Pisgah's got their full complement of timeouts. McKinley Brown goes back out there. He wants everybody to hush so he can hear. They're going to go out here in the swinging gate. One receiver left, three to the right side, fourth down, and goal from the 3. Snap, and he jumped offside. That'll creep him in a little closer, half the distance to the goal line, so it'll be fourth down and goal now from about the 1.
went on a hard cadence. Listening from Dutch Cove is Juanita Hall, says go Bears.
North Rowan leads Owen 7-0. South Point 14-6 over Burns. It's a new score as Burns just scored there.
We got folks listening from Alabama. My brother's listening from Michigan. Got Tennessee.
One receiver to the left side, almost on the sticks down there. Two to the right side, one set. It's fourth and goal from the one. Here's the snap. He wants to try to run. Pitches it. It's incomplete. It's on the ground. And it's incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs. They're going to call it an incomplete pass, and High Brighton gets the football back. We'll take a timeout, 6:49 here in the second quarter. 7-7 your score.
When you need flowers, turn to your friends at Sellers Florist, your hometown florist at 98 Main Street in downtown Canton. For when you need to say something special, Sellers Florist can fill your needs from fresh flowers to silk and more. And they're an FTD florist as well. Also, they invite you to call early and place your orders for your holiday centerpieces soon. Call early now at 648-7180. Sellers Florist, Main Street, downtown Canton.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
The bad news is Pisgah couldn't score on fourth and one. The good news is they go on defense with High Brighton back against the goal line. Here's a snap, quarterback keeper. He's pinned up right there. Nothing going on. Probably didn't get any yards. It'll be second down and long from just outside, or inside, excuse me, the 3-yard line, the High Brighton 3-yard line. So High Brighton continue to operate in the shadow of their uprights. 6:31 in the second quarter. Score tied at 7. Pisgah elected not to go for a field goal right there from short range. It would have been a bad spot from the right hash mark. Went for it and couldn't make it happen, but now they'll go back on defense here. It's second down, and we'll call it 9 from inside the 3-yard line for High Brighton. Ball now in the middle of the field, at least between the hash marks for them. Two wings, one receiver right now, man in motion in the backfield. They'll operate out of the backfield. Here's the snap. A little give out to about the 7-yard line. Positive yards. Tough angle for me to read it right here, but it looks like it's going to be about a 3rd-and-4 play now coming up for High Brighton. So Pisgah defense really needs to make it happen right here to try to get good field position and time left when we get back on offense here.
Kyle Taylor came off. Holt Underwood went back on. So we need a big stuff right here on 3rd-and-4, Chad.
One receiver to the left side. Pisgah operating in that single-stop red zone defense here. Two wings, one set. Pisgah looks to show pressure. Here's the snap. They give it. Lot of hole, lot of room in the middle to that fullback, and he gets a first down out to the 22-yard line. So Pisgah couldn't stop him right there, and High Brighton will continue to drive.
We ran a stunt in the middle. We ran it right into the trap. They just trapped our guy and opened a big gaping hole, and it was just a simple fullback give right up the middle for a big play for High Brighton. Sometimes you play those games and they pay off. Sometimes you get bit on the backside. Yeah. You just got to keep playing.
Inside 5 minutes now in the second quarter, tied at 7. Pisgah had a really good chance of scoring first and goal at the 5 just a little while ago and couldn't make it happen, so we remain tied. First down for High Brighton. Here's quarterback pitches. Nice catch out there. He's going to have to make something happen, and he'll go down at the 20-yard line after losing 3 yards. That pitch almost went for a loss. And Pisgah wants a flag. I didn't see the remaining of the play. They want a personal foul, I think, against High Brighton. Chuck, I didn't see anything.
Boys will be boys. He just got a good hold. A big lineman got Lucas Hall as they were pursuing, but about 4 bodies got all over the ball carrier. That was important.
That ball was almost thrown behind him. And that would have put us in the hometown hardware red zone from the get-go. 7-7, Reynolds and Statesville, their game, just like ours. One wide to the right, two to the left. They split it out a little further. Snap wants to set up a screen. It's caught at the 20-yard line. We bring him down at the 26. Still well shy of the first down. It'll be 3rd down and 8 yards to go now from the 26-yard line of high Brighton, moving from right to left, still in front of us towards the south end.
Our second level did a fantastic job of reading that. As an lineman, we're trying to peel back, and Hall and Trevor Johnson, and along with Vadre Crouch, reacted and closed on that play extremely well. Buffy Bradley, a 1986 graduate of Pisgah, is a shout-out from Go Bears.
Here's a pitch to the right side. Lucas Hall is out there. He's got a chance to make the tackle, and we're going to stop him shy. I believe, and he fumbled the football out of bounds. They're going to be well shy of the first down, Chuck. It's going to be about fourth down and three, and they're going to have to punt it from the 31. So Pisgah, with all three timeouts, Chuck, have 3:18 left to go here in the second quarter. I can't imagine High Brighton would try to go for it on fourth down from the 31-yard line, and they'll send on their punting unit.
With the pitch, what little pitching they do when they run the option, the triple option, and they get the quarterback, they're having the responsibilities. The guy that's responsible for Copper, the quarterback, when he comes to the edge, he's taken. He is forcing him to pitch it, and then you got support and help from the outside getting the pitch man. Excellent, disciplined defense out of Pisgah against this most difficult offense to defend.
Here's the snap. High Brighton will punt the football. Another nice punt. Fielded by Vadre at the 35-yard line. Vadre trying to make something happen, hangs on to the football and goes down right there at the 37. Back in just a moment, tied at 7 with 3:05 left in the second. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Live at the stadium. Pisgah on offense. McKinley Brown's got time to throw. Steps up in the pocket and goes down after picking up only a yard. That's essentially a coverage sack, though we got a little bit of positive yardage because the defensive backs for High Brighton blanketed Pisgah's receivers and couldn't make anything happen. So it's second down and 9 with 2:45 and remaining here. 37-yard line. Moving from left to right now towards the north end zone. Pisgah's got 63 yards and a little bit of change to Pater. Two wide to the right on second down, one to the left. Here's a snap. Play action throws. It's going to be caught at the 50-yard line. 45-yard line, first down. Clock stops to move the chain.
Great. Again, it's that combination route. Deep out in a go route and an out pattern by Trevor Johnson. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied right
here. Well,
here's
the problem. A flag came down for an illegal man downfield for Pisgah. I didn't see the flag either. It's at the 40-yard line, so that first down will be negated. Back us up 5 yards. Tough penalty right there. Again, I didn't see the flag until the referee made the motion. Very interesting score now. Forest View leads Freedom 14-13 in their game. The winner of that game will play the winner of this game tonight. Forest View is the 9 seed. Freedom is the 1 seed. Forest View wins. They will go on the road to either Pisgah or High Brighton. North Rowan leads Owen now 14-7. Falcon Reeds will tie it at 13. Here it's 2nd and 15 from the 32. Two wide to the right, two to the left. Here's a snap. Here's Lucas Hall on the give. Lucas Hall gets to the second level and out to the 42-yard line. Pisgah with three timeouts right at 153 and counting. Now still inside 151 and counting.
Pisgah needs a more manageable third down that we can pick up right here, Chad.
Pisgah needs 6 or 7 yards here for the first down to the 47-yard line. Big play. Three wide to the right, one to the left.
I'm wondering when High Brighton will stop playing in this drop zones and start shooting linebackers.
Pisgah could use a big play right here. Here's a snap. Play action. Throws. It's high and caught. He's got a first down, Chuck, and running room. Makes a couple moves. Tries to get to the outside. Now upfield. Hit hard at the 32-yard line, but not before It's a first down for the Big Black.
Hunter White made a great. They ran a trip to the wide side, and White came in and just hooked up. He was the inside receiver and hooked up just past the sticks and made a nice throw by McKinley to White, and White made picked up about 13 extra yards after the catch.
By my estimation, we are about 8 yards away from Nathan Higdon field goal range here on this artificial surface. We're at the 32. Here's a snap. Vadre gets the carry. Vadre squirts out there to about the 27-yard line, and the clock will stop as Pisgah takes their first timeout of the half. Two remaining, 1:02 left to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. Pisgah will be facing a 2nd and 5 when we return from the 27-yard line. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Chad Upton, Chuck Friedman. Hayesville leads Andrews 14-0. Polk and Reedsville tied at 13. North Rowan leads Owens 14-7. It's here. It's 2nd and 5 from the 27-yard line in High Brighton territory. Pisgah trying to get closer to that single-stop red zone here. Three wide to the right side, one to the left side. Pisgah only a few yards, maybe 3 yards out of range for Nathan Higdon. He might be in range now. 1:02 left with two timeouts here in the second quarter, and we're tied at 7. Here's the snap. Play action. Backs up. Steps up in the pocket. Throws downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Johnson down there in the end zone. A lot of coverage. It'll be third down.
That trips formation to the wide side is really posing a lot of problems for High Brighton. They're putting out there a diamond coverage. They're walking over the free safety on top, a linebacker out, and then the cornerback. But the problem is that they are having trouble in these gaps, these under gaps. These hooks and curl routes and dig routes are posing a lot of problems because when Pisgah brings somebody in there, there's no defender to contest the pass.
It's third down. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Rolls to the right side, throws, it's caught, first down. It's Hunter White at the 19-yard line. The clock will stop with 50 seconds left to move the chain. Pisgah converts another first down, but there's a flag on the far side. We'll see what the call is. Holding against Pisgah. Terrible, terrible turn of events for the Black Bears. So they converted the first down, and that will be negated by a hold. So that's two penalties on this drive that have hurt us. It'll be third and probably about a 14-yard play coming up now and well out of Nathan Higdon's range. Ball is spotted now at the 39-yard line. 50.4, 7-7 your score. Second quarter, Pisgah penalized here for a hold. We need to make up to the 23-yard line to get a first down. We need to get to the 25-yard line, really, to give Nathan Higdon a chance. Clock starts with 43 seconds left.
We got to think. We're getting the football to start the second half.
That's right. So nothing terrible, right?
Right.
Three wide to the right, one to the left, tied at 7. Getting late here in the second quarter. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. It's got time. It's got room. Throws. It's going to be intercepted by High Brighton at the 22-yard line. It was high intended for Martinez, and High Brighton gets the football right there at the 23-yard line. That could turn out to be a lot worse play than it is really right now, as High Brighton has only got 23 seconds left in the half here. And almost 80 yards away from pay dirt.
Yeah, McKinley pulled up, and this is great. McKinley drops back and draws all of them, the outside rush to him, and then he steps up into the pocket. But he was moving towards the line of scrimmage and put too much on the pass and just overthrew him.
All right, so want to stop everything right here.
Five interceptions on the year. That's all. I will take that.
Yeah. One ride to the left. They'll snap and give around, and he's hit right there in the backfield and goes down, and that'll do it for High Brighton, I would imagine, here in the second quarter. So Pisgah's defense has come to play, and we've got a heavyweight bout. Pisgah has had more opportunities than High Brighton to take a lead here, but we'll probably go to the locker room, and we will, tied at 7. So you got to feel good about that. Pisgah gets the football to start the second half, and we're playing in Canton I think if you have to weigh everything out right now, I think you have to, you know, maybe give Pisgah an edge finishing out this deal. We'll have to see how it goes.
Key halftime adjustments by both coaches will determine the second half who wins this football game.
Tied at 7 as we go to halftime. Big game. High Brighton and Pisgah. Talk a little bit more about this one, try to catch our breath a little bit. Get ready for an exciting second half of football. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency. Sids on Main in downtown Canton invites you for a delicious dining experience in a cozy atmosphere. Sids offers you a complete menu from steaks, chicken, pasta, seafood, and uniquely made items with Sids' delicious flavor. Stop in for lunch or dinner. And don't forget, Sids is open late after all home football games with a late night menu. Also book your party and outside catering now by calling 492-0618. We'll see you at Sids on Main, 117 Main Street, Canton.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz here from the stadium, tied at 7 as we go into halftime. Time to catch our breath. So, a lot of positive things, certainly in terms of Pisgah's defense. I think also in terms of the way we are able to move the football tonight. But, you know, when you go back and you look at the things that you want to correct, there's two things that stand out in my mind. Number one, missed opportunity. Had a chance to score a first and goal at the 5-yard line and couldn't get anything in right there. Later in the half, the second thing was you had two penalties, one that was very costly in costing us an opportunity to convert a first down here at the 25-yard line with at least a couple of minutes left to go, maybe costing us another opportunities. But everything gets magnified when the game is so tight and so close. Typically, maybe we wouldn't think much about that, but maybe that comes back and hurts us later. Maybe it's something that we overcome. We just don't know that right now. But I'll go back to what I said just a few moments ago before we went into the break. I think certainly the objective observer would tell you that Pisgah is the better football team out here between these two right now. Not by a lot, but I think there's a clear margin.
Right. When you're in a type of slugfest that you're in right now in the playoffs and the loser goes home and season ends, you cannot afford to make mistakes. And I agree with you. Offensively, it was the inability to capitalize and getting inside the red zone. That was one. Two was that inopportune holding penalty as we just converted a first down on a pass to Hunter White. And we were in position to at least kick a field goal and get the football back. Instead, we go in tight. But I think the story of the first half has been the Pisgah defense.
Yeah, me too.
Other than the second series or the third series that High Brighton had the ball, and they just had, you know, nothing that you saw on film. What they have done is they have struggled to get the ball, and when they try to get it outside, our kids are responsible. Who's got the quarterback? Who's responsible for the quarterback? He's there to take Mr. Copper. And then who's responsible for the pitch man? They're there right there to take that pitch man on, and they play that perfectly. What is happening, the only thing they're trying to do is figure games. They're trying to catch us in those games and using some trap blocking and bringing the fullback behind the trap blocking
right
out of the ski gun. So, you know, it's going to be – High Brighton's got to make some adjustments to run the football. They can't throw.
Yeah, yeah.
They cannot throw that football, even though they've got mismatches of 6'1 and 6'2 receivers, and guys that are, you know, covering them are 5'8 and 5'9. Although we've made a move in putting Hunter White on one of the corners. So we got some height matchup right there as far as they're not, you know, as long as they're not running, you know, passing the ball over the field.
Chuck, they only had two plays on offense, really, that were substantial. One of them was a scoring play from 34 yards out. Earlier in that drive, they had a 35 or 40-yard gain or whatever. They've only had two plays, really, in my mind, offensively, that have been substantial in that first half.
93 yards total rushing, 6 yards passing. That was on that screen pass, so that's 99 yards in total offense for High Brighton. Pisgah, on the other hand, has 187 yards passing, 37 yards rushing, 224. Look, bottom line is we're not converting. We're not capitalizing on opportunities to put points on the board. You know, coach gambled and rolled the dice, and that happens. You know, he probably will second-guess that decision and try to at least kick a field goal when we had it fourth and at the one-and-a-half-yard line and just say, look, let's just get 3 points. But we didn't get it into the end zone. We do not run the football very well, but what Coach Chappell does extremely well, better than any coach I've seen in high school football, is halftime adjustments.
Yeah.
The man can make those adjustments at halftime, and that will pay off, and that'll be interesting to see what his adjustments and what they are going to be compared to, what High Brighton adjusts to. This is a great football game.
I would argue that Coach Chappell's experiences at every level of football, including the highest level of football on the planet, allows him to understand things more deeply than most everybody that he's ever going to be matched up against.
Right. He's a patient man. It's rare that you see him do a gamble like that. He's a guy that will play the odds and the percentages, but he just felt, and I believe you said it, he just didn't want Nathan's first PAT, you know, to go from that angle. And I think that when he had Higdon from that right hash, which is his bugaboo, you know, he just got a little concerned about that, and I think that he felt 1.5 yards. If not, if we don't get it, we've got them pinned back in their territory, which they did, and then we got in the red zone again. But on the play that we got into the red zone and was in field goal position, we had a holding penalty on the far side of the field. But overall, defensively and offensively, we've outplayed High Brighton.
Yeah.
This vaunted ground and pound and, you know, triple option out of the ski gun that they run. You know, I'll tell you what, here's the thing I notice about it. They're starting to think. You can't run this triple option and think. You got to react and be fast. It's got to be instinct. You know, give or pull or take, you know, hold it and or pitch it. And that's the decision of the court. And there's too much thinking. And when you got thinking football players, they're slower.
All things considered, including the score, I feel pretty good about where we stand right now. And I think that there's a good chance that things play out well for us. And I think, again, that we've got to say this. We've got to keep watching that Freedom and Forest View score. The last score we had was Forest View with a 14-13 lead. Again, if Forest View were able to beat Freedom on the other side of this bracket with us, then Forest View would travel to either High Brighton or Pisgah, and that could mean Pisgah playing potentially again on Thanksgiving weekend in Canton on the River.
Let me add this: I think this is the most important thing of the second half: game management, clock management. We can strike fast.
Yeah.
High Brighton can't.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
We're getting down into the final minutes. You know, we've got to make sure we can play in a certain style and make sure that we have the ball at the end. High Brighton will have to take risks because they just can't. They're going to have to double reverse and all this stuff. That, you know, they're going to reach deep into their trick,
right,
bag of tricks and that. But clock management and game management in the second half is going to be the key to victory. Who does it best? Whether it be Clay Lewis on the High Brighton side or Brett Chappell on the Pisgah side, I believe we'll win this football game.
Our big black sponsor tonight, of course, is Carolina Pond and Gun, also by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Jukebox Junction, Martin's Drugstore, Sellers, Florist, American Pond and Picker, Singleton's Automotive, Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, and Pisgah Tire Company. Kick off every football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe preview show from 6:30 to 7 right here on AM 920, and that's sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. And then join us tomorrow morning at AM for the Brett Chappell Show. Football talk, Coach Chappell and me. Again, brought to you by Carolina Pond and Gun, Hometown Hardware Plus Linen and Uniform, Haywood Insurance Service, and Southeastern Sports Medicine. You can always listen live. You can listen on the web or join us in the morning at the Jukebox. When we return, Rhonda and Chuck will get you caught up on all the things going on the Hill as far as Pisgah athletics go, and then get you ready for second half action. You do not want to miss the remainder of this game. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Burger King in Camden, I-40 exit 31, is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40, exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at five convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings, we will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Well, before we take you back to the stadium, we're going to go through the scores around the mountains tonight in playoff action. First, we're going to look at 3AA action in Asheville's... I'm not sure if this is being played in Asheville or not, but the score right now is 7-7. Asheville and Weddington are tied at halftime. Reynolds leads Statesville 14-7. And as you know, we're all tied up here in Canton. Pisgah 7, High Britton 7. Reidsville and Polk are locked up as well. A lot of teams deadlocked, so this is a really close playoff series for many teams this evening. North Rowan 21, 0-14 at the half. Swain and Avery are tied up at 3. This in 1A action. It's Hayesville 21, Andrews nothing. And the only 1A score we have in currently is Hayesville 14, Anderson nothing. Other 3A West games of interest tonight, one we're keeping a close watch on. It's Forest View 14, Morgan Freeman 13, that nearing halftime. Burns has been plagued by turnovers this evening. South Point is leading Burns at this hour, 21-7. And another score out of the 3A West, Concord 7, Piedmont 0, that one at halftime. We'll take you back out to Chuck and Rhonda with more of the halftime report here on AM 920.
Catching us up on all those important playoffs, second round playoff scores. We're live here from Memorial Stadium at halftime, game tied between the High Brighton and Pisgah Black Bears at 7 each. And we have Rhonda Bird with us who will catch us up on things happening around the Pisgah Nation. And, you know, Rhonda, it's, you know, there's not a lot as far as fall sports. This is the only fall sport, but there's a lot of activity with winter sports.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get a hold of Coach Gibson today to find out the status on the wrestling team since so many are still on the football team. They've already had a match, but I don't know if we win or not or if we forfeited because we have so many kids playing sports. But the hard court's really going. We had a big scrimmage this past weekend at the Inca Jamboree, and it was each team, Pisgah girls and Pisgah boys, had to play five games. And I'm telling you, it's exhausting just for me to watch them in the stands, let alone the kids out there playing on the court. But I'm going to tell you right now who I was impressed with.
Who?
Most of all, the Pisgah boys.
Really?
I am impressed with them kids. They are sharing the ball, and Thomas Tatum has went. He said he was too slow last year. Too slow, and he had to be quicker this year. Bought the insanity thing, went through it all summer, lost 25 pounds, and it helped his foot speed. And I'm telling you right now, the kid is a different player on the court. I love to watch him. The Lefford twins, oh, man, they're just sharing the ball, dishing it out. Cole Anderson, the transfer from Inca. It's just a good team. Peyton Truesdale, my goodness, the guy's got a 6'5" wingspan.
Yeah, but he's got a legacy. He's got that DNA built up.
Oh, yeah. He's got daddy's DNA. That's exactly right. And they won all five games. All five. And they played Irwin. And Irwin was supposed to be the best team there. And they beat all five teams and beat RS Central, too. So, very impressed with the Pisgah boys. The girls, as usual, they had some ups and downs. chemistry is going to be the issue, so we're going to have to...
Sorry, we just had a bank of lights go out.
They had this problem a minute ago, and they got a. I heard Tracy Hardgrove, the maintenance supervisor for the schools, has an electrician on standby, so we're not going to worry about that.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's in that visitor's locker room, and I wouldn't be surprised if High Brighton wanted the lights turned out in Canton,
Would
have to play.
The ghost in the locker room. The ghost in the locker room.
The ghost in the locker room. The ghost of Randy Pitts is here tonight, but, you know, so the girls, were impressed with the girls, though?
Yeah, they're still working on some chemistry. Sheridan Presley's got a little nagging wrist injury that's been reoccurring every year from the transition from volleyball to basketball to softball. It's she went to see Southeastern this past week, and they said it was nothing to worry about. They gave her a shot and said she'd be good to go. She's feeling a lot better, you know, so she's ready to go. So it's going to be exciting for basketball.
And the Pisgah girls went to the state championship game, losing to Kinston in the, and really it was a tight game all the way through about until about 4 minutes ago in the game.
In that fourth quarter, Kinston had a 9-point run, and that's the first time I've seen our kids get in their eyes that shock that, you know, I don't know if we can come back. All season long, they have fought through many times they were down and come back and won, but that one time, they panicked, and that was the worst thing we could have done. But they learned, and they went through that adversity, and I guarantee you they're so senior-laden this year. Sheridan pressure, she says, off me. I don't have to think about who I'm going to. I don't have to worry about the coaches calling me, want me to go visit this school or that school. So she says, now I can concentrate on one thing, and that's winning a state championship. And that is the number one goal for that girl right now.
Well, Rhonda, we hope we can revisit with you next week on the Rhonda Byrd, what's happening in the Pisgah Nation segment at halftime of the third round of the state playoff game.
Yes.
We have to take care of business here. And but, you know, Rhonda, hopefully the way it's happening is, you know, Forest View giving Morganton Freedom fits right now.
But you know what?
Could that happen?
It could. It could. The ghost of Randy.
Well, maybe we need to send. Maybe if we handle this game, we can send the ghost of Randy down to Morganton.
Well, I had my bear again last night. This morning, he was there again.
Did you feed him,
Randy? You get in the garbage again, son. I'm gonna whoop you the next time. I'm telling you, I'm getting tired of cleaning up your messes. So,
only person I know in these mountains that you got a bear named Randy Pitts.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Chuck. I love his coach, Chapel.
Yeah,
he's the best second half coach I've ever seen. And if he gets in that locker room and finds what he needs to do, I'm going to put my money down on Pisgah. We'll win this game.
Well, thanks, Rhonda. When we come back, we'll have Chad's broadcast and call of the second half. It's 7-7 here at halftime between High Brighton and Pisgah. We'll be back after these messages.
It seems most sound financial advice starts with saving. At WNC Community Credit Union, they have several savings products to help achieve your goals. For short term, their regular share account pays one of the best dividends you'll find anywhere. Plus, they have CD and IRA products for longer term plans. They even have a Christmas club for seasonal money. Check with them at 27 Kent Lane off Eagles Nest Road, Waynesville. Insured by the NCUA.
Pisgah Tire, we're there when your tires are bare. Well, a different bear. Pisgah Tire in Canton is your authorized dealer for Cooper and Uniroyal tires, but Pisgah Tire is more than just a tire shop. Get state inspections, tune-ups, shocks and brakes, custom exhaust work, the most state-of-the-art laser alignment machine in the area, and the best employees around. We're there when your tires are bare. Pisgah Tire, service, confidence, character. 21 New Clyde Highway across from Hardee's in Canton. Call 648-7974.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
How about them black bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WBTL.
Back live here at the stadium, a little bit of a delay right now, still having problems with home side and to our right lights. So they're the home side, north side lights. Now, these are relatively new systems. These are not the same systems that were in place, you know, years back when it seemed like we always would lose a bank of lights during a big game. No one will ever forget us beating Tuscola, losing a set of lights at halftime and having a halftime impromptu performance on the field in 1988 or 89, I believe. And same things happening tonight. We'll see if that bodes well for us later on. But still working on fixing that as Coach Presley, the AD, is out on the field trying to make some things happen. Scoring updates again. Tim caught you up at the half. Fascinating information right here. Concord leads Piedmont only 7-0. Concord is the number 2 seed. Piedmont is the number 10 seed. South Point leads Burns 21-7. And Forest View, the number 9 seed, leads Freedom, the 1 seed, 14-13. If that score holds up, that could mean Pisgah being right back here next week if they can win. Pisgah with the football back, kickoff. Here's Badre dropping it, picking it up the 10-yard line. He's got to make something happen. Gets out to the 15. He'll be drugged down at about the 16-yard line. Pisgah goes back on offense. I want to wish happy birthday to Sawyer Leatherwood's grandparents listening on in tonight on the airways. Sawyer has a birthday. Happy birthday, 20th birthday to Sawyer Leatherwood, who also helps out after graduating, still helping us out in a lot of ways here around the video production and so forth for the team.
I cannot believe we're going to play with this right bank that's on the home side near the scoreboard. Is, you know, most of the lights are out. There's a big dark spot down in that end zone.
All right, let's get back on offense. 7-7 your score. Just underway in the second half, Pisgah football. Snap. Here's a give to Vadre. Vadre to the 20. Vadre to the 25-yard line. Picked up and thrown down. But he picks up a good 7-8 yards, Chuck. It'll be second and 2.
Well, that was interesting because they came out and ran, but they stayed within the tackles. So patience and trying to move the ball and establish something in the running game to help their passing game.
I'm like you. I'm surprised that we did not continue with the delay with these lights out. Two receivers either side of the set. Second short for Pisgah. McKinley Brown will keep, and he'll be dropped at the 25. So he got back to the line of scrimmage quickly. It's third and short now for the Black Bears at their 25-yard line. These lights here on the right side are on, and they've been on for a little while now, but they're not at full capacity. It's third down and 3. Big play. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Snap. He rolls to the left side, looking, steps up in the pocket, and he'll be dropped nowhere near the first down, a sack. So Pisgah will punt the football, mirroring what High Brighton did to start the first part of the game here when they got the ball first.
Well, High Brighton, what they're doing is they're playing man on the corners. And they're mirroring the quarterback. So they're not blitzing the linebackers, but they're running stunts in the interior lines. And it's given that last series, it gave the offensive line of Pisgah fits.
Pisgah doesn't want to give up any momentum here. They should have held it through the first half. Here is the kick, and he shanked it. Terrible kick. It'll bound at the 30. It will take a Pisgah hop, but it'll be downed at the 34-yard line. That's all. He only netted about 6 yards. Take a timeout. 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Welcome to Canton's newest auto repair service, Empire Automotive on Asheville Highway, just east of Canton Hill. Stop getting ripped off on car repairs. Empire Automotive invites you to go in for a free estimate of your repairs. Experience and fair prices, that's Empire Automotive, serving all your auto repair needs across from the hotspot on Asheville Highway. Phone 492-1515 for Empire Automotive.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live at the stadium, quarterback keeper, 30-yard line. He slips and falls down. He probably would have had a little bit more than that. He only picks up, we'll call it maybe 3. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 31-yard line. The punt off the foot of Jesse Anderson a few moments ago He held the ball for a little bit longer. I think he might have been thinking about taking off. He decided to kick it, came off the side of his foot, the right side of his foot, and was terribly kicked right there. So bad break for us right there. It's second down from the 31-yard line.
Expect Mr. Copper to be more involved in the offense this second half.
Man in motion. Here's a snap. They give to the tailback. He's out to the 28-yard line, short gain. It'll be third down. And about five or so, maybe four, for High Brighton at the 28-yard line here. Just underway in the second half. We're tied at seven. And we'll keep an eye on those scores. Appreciate Tim's work. There's no better producer in high school football in this state than Tim, able to make a lot of things happen back there at the station by himself on Friday nights. Third and four, one wide to the right. Big kid. They'll go wings either side. And now a whistle and a timeout for High Brighton. Very interesting. That could come back to haunt him later. We'll see.
Those are golden nuggets, man. You need to save those golden nuggets for the final minutes of the game.
7-7 our score. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a five-pack of easy-pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
To Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Third down. We're called about a 4.5 coming up for High Brighton at the Pisgah 29-yard line. Reynolds leads Statesville 14-7. It's Asheville 10-7 over Weddington. And those are scoring updates that we have for you here. We're all tied at 7. High Brighton has to burn a timeout. 8:38 left to go in the third quarter. Pisgah went 3-and-out when they got the football to start the quarter. Still dark here in this north end zone. Those lights have still back to come on full capacity. Big play coming up here. Here's the snap. Give straight ahead. First down yardage and more, and he's gone. Touchdown, High Brighton. Slipped through the first level, and they score. High Brighton's got their first lead of the night.
We were so conscious of Copper outside that we got trapped in the interior. And once Schubert got through the line, of, you know, the interior line, and got to the second level, he had great downfield blocking and then just cut to the sidelines. And that was set up by the poor punt by Jesse Anderson.
Right, exactly. Here's the snap. The kick is away. Just slid it in from the right upright. High Brighton goes up 14-7 with 8:30 left in the third quarter. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Scores again pass along to you. North Rowan leads Owen 21-14. Reedsville leads Polk now 20-13 as well. High Brighton has taken the lead here 14-7 after the punt that only netted 6 yards in relatively deep field position for Pisgah. Gave High Brighton a very short field to work on. They score on a 29-yard third down touchdown run. Pisgah set to get the football back. So Pisgah a little flat right now on both sides. We'll see if we can change that. Here's the kick high and deep, and it drives Bodre back to the one. He steps into the end zone, and he'll try to run it out. 15, 20-yard line. That's not Bodre. Excuse me. That's Jesse Anderson. He gets out to the 19-yard line, so almost came all the way out. Pisgah starts their next drive of the night. Pisgah needs to get something going right here. You feel a little bit of momentum shift right now. Fans on the home sideline a little flat right now, so is the team. So we'll see what we can do, and I think moving the football right here would go a long way to changing that back to where we want it to be.
Critical. We got to answer that score.
Three wide out to the right side, one to the left side. We'll start from the 19-yard line. Quick throw out here, caught by Johnson, and he gets out to the 27-yard line, 26-yard line. So he picked up about seven, we'll call it now, second down and three. So Trevor Johnson with a pitch and catch for McKinley Brown goes for seven.
Ray, that free safety is also Jacob Copper. He plays both sides of the football. That's rare. This is a stocky kid, very athletic. And now he was the one that converged and closed in on that play.
Three wide left, one to the right. Second short for Pisgah at the 26. Here's a quick throw off to the left side now. First down yardage, if we can stay away from penalties. Trevor Johnson again, forced out of bounds at the 34-yard line, but first down for the Big Black. 7:37, third quarter. High Brighton leads it 14-7. Pisgah with the football. Moving towards the north end zone here. That bank of lights that we mentioned to you earlier continues to remain off. The bank is made up of three sets of lights on that pole. The uppermost lights are on. The two below it are off. Continues to be very dark down here, and that's the end that Pisgah has to work on right now. Anyway, back to pass. Pressure coming. Still in trouble, and he'll go down sack. A lot of pressure. They shot a blitz. Got him at the 30-yard line at second long.
I don't know what that was. I mean, he had linemen moving downfield. It looked like it had two screens set up on both sides of the field, but McKinley opted to not throw it to the wide side, and then he had three bodies coming in. But let me add this. This may be the end zone that they're going to now, but in the fourth quarter, they'll be going to the open or the well-lit end zone, and High Brighton has to come to this end zone.
Second, and we'll call it 14. Back to pass. Pressure comes to the right side. He gets it off. Throws. It is caught by Hunter Weick. Hunter Weick still on his feet. Hunter Weick to the 46-yard line. He hasn't gone down yet. He's at the 50-yard line. At the 45-yard line. Hunter Weick at the 30. Hunter Weick gets a block at the 20. Hunter Weick at the 10. At the 5. He scores! Touchdown, Big Black! Hunter Weick makes it happen. Wow.
Oh, and we got Mr. Copper down on the P. It looks like him. Their starting quarterback is knee. Oh, man.
I think it's that knee. He's lying down on the turf here, right in the middle of the power P on the field. We'll take a delay here and send it back to Tim. As we've got an injury timeout, it's the High Brighton quarterback who was
bent
up on that touchdown run. But Hunter White brings us back into it. We'll catch you up on this play, too, in just a moment. A lot going on. Black Bears within one. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. You do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money, too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. You do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Hunter White scores on a play that was just simply meant to be a first down. Found running room, got some big blocks downfield, and now Nathan Higdon will be on to try the extra point. The Black Bears are out here, and that swinging gate look, and we'll see what they do. I would be surprised if they don't go ahead and kick it right here down one with 6:39 left in the third quarter, and they will exactly do that. The quarterback for High Brighton out there on defense, of course, as well, did get up under his own power with a little bit of a limp, but I think he'll be back in. It wasn't quite as bad as it appeared to be to begin with, and now flags fly on this extra point attempt. Again, this is very dark down here, so Nathan Higdon's trying to kick towards a set of uprights that are barely visible. substitution penalty against High Brighton.
Yeah, 12 men on the field.
And they will take it. So this will mark it off another yard and a half and make it a shorter extra point attempt for Higdon if he so kicks it. But go back to that Hunter Wyke score, big one.
Yeah, and it was, and it was created because Wyke in the middle of the field refused to go down and broke three tackles, but it was his receiving corps, Trevor Johnson, Martinez, and Jesse Anderson flying down and making tackles.
Flags come in. He got the kick away, and it was good. But another set of flags, and it's going to be offsides against High Brighton. They can, you know, they blew it dead, or they could have declined the penalty. They're going to take off the yardage here. So this is going to be an extra point attempt from the 6 or 7 inch line, Chuck. The first was a yard and a half. Now it's 3/4 of a yard. It should be. So we'll see what we do here. Nathan Higdon picks up his tee. They're going to go for it. Here's a snap. They're going to try to run it in. We can't tell.
He got
touchdown. He got it. Extra point is good. Pisgah leads it on the quarterback sneak after two penalties are assessed against High Brighton. We lead at 15-14. We couldn't see. It's too dark down there. Black Bears lead. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
You need some cash. There ain't no doubt. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it.
To the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
A couple things to point out. First of all, Pisgah had two penalties assessed against their opponents right there, so they gave them the football at the 3/4 yard marker. McKinley Brown went under center and ran it in, so 2-point conversion is good. Pisgah has a lead here, 15-14. It's hard for us to tell because it's so dark in that end zone. Pisgah will not have to operate down there in the fourth quarter. That's point number one. Point number two is we're going to have to see what kind of impact the injury that we saw there for a few moments ago will be against the High Brighton quarterback. So that'll be something to play out here, too. The other thing, too, that I'm feeling a little bit right now, you know, our fans aren't quite as loud and boisterous as they were just a few minutes ago. It's almost like we're kind of holding our collective breaths right now for this second half. So we'll see after all this plays out. Got a little bit of a delay right now as we got officials pointing towards some vehicles down here in the south end zone. Of course, that was the old baseball field. Don't know if somebody had their headlights on or whatever. It looks like they've got it correct now. We'll go back at it.
Well, we do have a shout out from Ocala, Florida. Go Big Black Bears, from Bobby, Rose, and Kathy from Ocala, Florida.
Scoring update, South Point leads Burns 28-14. South Point is the 3 seed. Burns is the 6 seed. Again, another potential opponent as we go through this tournament. Pisgah gave up the lead here earlier in the half. They have reclaimed it after Hunter Wyke and McKinley Brown
kick it into that dark spot.
Allow 8 points to happen. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. Here's Higdon's kick. It's high and relatively short towards that end zone, though. 20-yard line. It's fielded straight up. Nice kick coverage. He goes down at the 29. High right and goes back on offense. We'll be live through the rest of the quarter. 6:34 left to go here in the third with Pisgah leading at 15-14.
Looking for the quarterback, and I do not see Mr. Copper coming out. There he is. He's out there.
You know, when we first saw him go down, I was under the impression that he was...
Well, they're going to go with the backup right now. Copper's coming off. He's kind of walking.
No, he's going to take it right now. Tough
kid.
He was laying on the field like, you know, maybe he had torn up that knee and then he popped up. And, you know, and I said this, you see that a lot. You don't see that in NFL. When guys get down and they're on the turf, they're done. In high school football, they typically pop back up, and he certainly did that right there. And that's good for them and that kid, certainly. You don't want anybody to get hurt. One wide receiver to the right side, two wings. Copper still out there at quarterback. He'll hand it straight ahead, but there's nothing doing. Pisgah makes it happen at the 30-yard line. Only a gain of about a half a yard, as it looked like, Chuck, that Jacob Boyd might have been in on that tackle.
Boyd was there to hold up the line while Trevor Johnson was on a blitz. Now, Johnson, this is interesting. With Copper not healthy, Ricky Brindley dialed up a wide boundary blitz with Johnson. Johnson's got Copper. If they run an option, they're giving it up, and he made the tackle from behind.
One wide receiver to the right side, second down and nine from the High Brighton 30. This time there's a pitch, it's on the ground. Pisgah's got a chance. It's still on the turf. They finally pick it up, this High Brighton, but at the 10-yard line, Pisgah blew up that play. Wow.
Copper was faced with a bear in front of him. It looked like Holt Underwood was there, and he tried to pitch it over top, and Holt batted the thing up, and then it was a mad dash backwards to the dark side of the field. Let's just call it the dark side. High Brighton went to the dark side in Memorial Stadium.
We got a paw on that pitch, Chuck, to blow that deal up. The ball now is inside the 10. It's at the 9-yard line, so you're back inside that single-stop defensive red zone. It's third down and forever. Third, and we'll call it about 27. They've got to have the 39-yard line to convert, and it's third down. One wide to the left. Two wings. Snap. They're going to try to run the ball to get through the first level, but not the second. He goes down at the 15-yard line, so a nominal gain. High Brighton has the punt. Huge play defensively for the Black Bears earlier.
And it's because Copper is not healthy. They're going with their main man. This guy's both sides of the field, but what's important, Copper, they may take Copper out at free safety. You want to attack with the new guy in there. If Copper was a beast in that free safety position.
If High Brighton regains some momentum, or really the first time they had taken it all night earlier in the half, Pisgah has reclaimed it. They could be set to get the football back in really good field position as both our return men stand at the 50-yard line. They're going to punt it from the goal line. Snap. The kick is away, nice and deep. Hangs up there, drives us back, and it's fielded fair, called for at the 47-yard line. So we go back on offense on our 46, but in good field position. Scores from around the area. North Rowan leads Owen 21-14. It's Reynolds 21-14 over Statesville. And, of course, I mentioned to you a few minutes ago that South Point leads Burns 28-14. Here, the Black Bears lead the football game 15-14 with 4:16 left to go in the third quarter. Black Bears with the football back in decent field position. You can let us know who you are, where you are. Dial 828-646-0626. You can send Chuck a text message. Let us know who you are, where you are. We'll be happy to let everybody know. Appreciate all the listeners that are joining us here tonight on WPTL, WPTLRadio.net, particularly probably over 2,000 listeners tonight on our internet stream.
And just like Nanny from Canton, go Black Bears. She loves the Black Bears, she said, with exclamation points.
Three wide to the right, one to the left. Pisgah first down. McKinley Brown sends his man out of protection. He throws it to Badre. He wants some blocks downfield. He's got a few. 50-yard line, 45-yard line. Badre Crouch at the 40. Badre Crouch out to the 36-yard line. It's first down. Big Black.
Man, I'm telling you what. You get that youngster. Oh, we got a flag.
Yeah, we got a flag back.
It was waved off. It just dropped out of his pocket.
Gotcha.
We're pointing to the flag.
You know, when I saw the official down there, yeah, that sideline, the side official down away from the field, I thought that might have fell out of his pocket, too, because he wasn't focused on it at all. So first down for the Big Black after Badre Crouch gets that screen pass and moves it forward. Two wide to the right, one to the left. One set man back there as they go double coverage out there on the left side. Here's the snap. Wants to throw it. He's got his man. Caught! 20-yard line. It's Anderson out of bounds. First down again coming up for Jesse Anderson and the Black Bear football team.
That's that spread option read where they just slow and developing and they're moving laterally and they're waiting to see, making it look like a run while the receivers are running the route.
And he was in double coverage out there and he played games with both those guys.
And Mr. Copper.
And sat down between them.
Is out at free safety. Watch him pick right now against Mr. Copper. See if he can run.
21-yard line is the spot. Three wide to the right side, one to the left side. Snap. Throws over the middle, incomplete, and behind him. He had him. Hunter White sitting down at the 15, but it's incomplete. It'll be second down. Pisgah inching closer to that hometown hardware offensive red zone. 3:41 left to go here in the third quarter. We lead it by one. Good field position. Need to capitalize here.
Ronnie Teaster listening live from Crabtree. Go Bears.
Two wide to the right. One to the left side. You got Martinez Johnson down here. You got Anderson split to the left side. Lucas Hall, McKinley Brown in the backfield at the 31-yard line. Second and 10. Snap. Wants to throw. Time. Looking. Middle. Fires. Cut! At the 10-yard line. It's first and goal for the Big Black.
These guys are absolute. The receivers are just, they're running great routes. And even if there's draped defenders on them, they're hauling the pass in and getting north. Great. Jesse Anderson, Hunter White, Jesse Martinez, Trevor Johnson. Outstanding.
Black Bears spotted just outside the 10-yard line at the 11. But deeply in the hometown hardware offensive red zone. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Pisgah looking to extend this lead now late in the third quarter here. They're up by one right now. McKinley Brown in trouble. He kept the handoff himself and went down at the 15-yard line and lost yards. Could have been much worse. He only loses about four to be second down.
Shout out to Go Big Black from Ricky and Cindy Clark, Stamey Cove, Canton, North Carolina. Thanks for listening, folks, along with Roger Coward, listening live in the stadium. Thanks.
Three wide to the right side, one to the left side. Here's a snap. McKinley's going to keep. McKinley on his feet, holds on to the ball, goes down at the 11-yard line. So he got about four. It'll be third down and about 11. 2:32 and counting here in that third quarter. Pisgah leads it by one, looking to add more. They have a terrific opportunity, but they're going to have to make something happen on third and long here to continue this opportunity here. Three wide right, one to the left side. Snap gives ahead to Vadre. Vadre all over the place, still on his feet, and goes down, but not before he gets to about the 6-yard line. So it'll be fourth down, and we'll see Nathan Higdon on to try the extra point, which would push this lead outside of that field goal margin to 4 points.
Granny Louise says, go Big Black. Woo-woo!
This is a huge field goal opportunity, both in terms of the score and I think in terms of Nathan Higdon. He hits right here. You got to feel good about his chances should we need him later in the game. Here's a spot. The kick is away. Lots of leg, and he shot it through. 1:34 left to play here in the third. The Black Bears lead it now by 4, 18-14.
A nice shout-out, Go Bears, from Dwayne Gibson, class of 85, and Eddie Gibson, class of 91.
I'm going to tell you something. You're talking about what I just said a minute ago. That ball was killed, and he split him right there. Nathan Higdon found it. You know, that was a 25-yard kick right there. But he killed it, and that's exactly what you need to have. So Pisgah extends that lead. Certainly had an opportunity to put 7 points on the board right there, yes, but you're doing the things that you need to do, and you're putting points on the board. And again, earlier in the quarter, you were down 7. So Pisgah has scored now, 11 unanswered points
right
here in the third.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, they've seized the momentum.
No doubt about it.
Which looked like it was seized from them in the first part of this third quarter. But listener Donna Hooper Parton, class of 80, even though I work at Tuscola High School, I bleed red. And she's got exclamation marks
all
over
the place. That's what I'm talking about. Want to say hello to my wife and Todd. I just saw him drive by the stadium riding around Canton.
Bobby Jones from Candler. Nobody wants to be a black in the Black Bears den. Number 19, great number was his son's. Bobby Jones from Candler.
Good game at Freedom. Freedom now leads 20-14 over Forest View. Here's the kick, high and deep, and it'll drive him back inside the 1 yard line and roll into the end zone. Higdon has found the leg tonight. So I know Coach Chappell, as you look at his admiration there, as he greets Higdon coming off the field. He drove it, and now High Bryant starts from the 20 in the dark zone. They'll be starting from the single-stop defensive red zone here. The field continues to be dark down here on this north end zone, particularly on this home side. Only one of the three rows of lights currently working. South Point leads Burns 35-14. Again, a score of interest, certainly. That is in the 3A West bracket. Looks like South Point will advance to face Concord potentially next week.
Got to have Forest View beat Morganton Freedom.
Dang it. Jumped off sides right there. off the edge, looking for a little pressure off the end. Looked like Kyle Terrell, perhaps. No, that was Holt Underwood.
Holt has drawn the ire of his head coach previously, and this doesn't get him out of the doghouse jumping offside. Shout out to Channing, or from Channing Langford, Teresa and Tom.
One wide to the left. Two wings. Again, we're keeping our eye on that High Brighton quarterback who was hurt earlier in this quarter defensively. Here's a snap straight ahead. A lot of running room. The middle was open, and he's gone, Chuck. We can't catch him. High Brighton is going to take the lead again.
Boy, they just, we just 75 got yard middle touchdown of our line.
Run.
Yeah.
75-yard touchdown run. Absolutely no help whatsoever in the middle of the field. None. Wow, that went quick.
Yeah, they just ran a trap, and we just fell right into it. And, I mean, it parted like the Red Sea. And, you know, Tyshawn Daniels just went right up the middle of the field.
20-18, High Brighton.
But again, we can strike like this.
Yeah, yeah. Extra point attempt. Snap, spot. Almost got a paw on it. Flags come in late. We'll see what that's going to be about. As Vondre just about had a chance at it there. I didn't see it. What was the call?
Well, it was unsportsmanlike, but it was on us, and I don't know where it went.
All right, so we'll have to see how they assess that. That might be assessed on the kickoff right here, and that certainly doesn't help. Scores 21-18, High Brighton, a 75-yard touchdown run. Middle of the field was wide open. They got through the first level, and there was no help in the middle of the field right there. Live by the sword and die by the sword. Sometimes that's what happens. But Pisgah down 3 points now, late in the third quarter with 1:24 left. Again, I did not see what the circumstances were on that personal foul right there, but that will go against Pisgah, I believe, here.
Yeah, the Black family is listening on the porch near the stadium in Canton, listening to the fans and the band with the radio play-by-play, and they say, go Black Bears. Thanks, folks.
It's been a long third quarter. A lot going on.
Yeah, I want to get to the open zone as soon as possible. You know, the well-lit zone.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into that end.
This
zone
is the dark side over here.
The dark side.
So High Brighton will kick from the 45-yard line, and they, I'm sure, will kick this through the end zone here as they're kicking from our 45. So Pisgah down 3 points. And again, you know, heavyweight battle right here, and you took a 4-point lead, and you had to work to get it after you were down 7. But still, anybody's football game right here, certainly. High Brighton, their scores have come on those big plays, Chuck. They haven't been sustained drives. The kick will go into the end zone. So you think about it. There's a flag down here, too, and we'll see what that's about. But there was 75-yard touchdown run, a touchdown run on a short field after a bad punt, and in the first half they had a couple of plays in the half entirely. So it really only comes down to 4 offensive plays or so by High Brighton so far tonight to have the points that they have, and that's 21 of them. Official come over. We'll see what this call was about. It looks like a sideline warning, and it will be against Pisgah. So Pisgah will go back on offense now at the 20-yard line with a minute and 24 left in the third quarter. Looks like we're going to set this one up for a big one, a big quarter in the fourth. Again, Concord leads Piedmont 21-0. South Point leads Burns 35-14. Freedom, again, took a lead over Forest View 20-14 that game in the third. So really, there's no surprises right at the moment in terms of the 3A West bracket. Again, we'll keep an eye on it, and Tim will have all the scores for you following the game here tonight. 3 wide to the right side, 1 to the left side. Wants to throw. It's caught by Hunter White. Makes one man miss. Got a hold of his jersey and bring him down at the 26-yard line. But he does pick up about 7. We'll call it 2nd and 3.
just that zone read pass. It's a design pass, but what it wants the defense to think this is a zone read, and it's an outside zone as they start shuffling sideways, and then McKinley pulls it, and this time they went inside on a little hitch pattern to White.
Two wide to the right side, one to the left side, second and three from the Pisgah 27-yard line, moving again towards this north end zone and that dark side of the field right now. Snap. Play action. Wants to throw. He's got a little time. Got a wide open receiver, and it's going to be incomplete. It hit the turf first, intended for Hunter Wyke at the 42-yard line. As High Brighton's got a player slow to get up, one of their defensive backs. I'm sure he'll pop right back up and be right back out there in just a second. It'll be third and three coming up from the 32-yard line. When we get back to action here, cannot tell who that player is.
Well, that's a running back.
Yeah, that's 20. Looks like a
Daquan
bum ankle.
Sudra.
He was on the field earlier. Now, High Brighton, again, they're doing a lot like we do. They're playing both ways. Their best player, their quarterback, is playing in the secondary as well and was hurt a little earlier, but is back out there both ways, so he looks like he's really close back to 100%. This is a big play. Third down and three in this game, very late in the third quarter. Three wide to the right, one to the left side. Hunter Wyke had a ball just short hop him a moment ago. As High Brighton creeps up on the corners, here's the snap. They're going to give it to Vadre. Vadre still on his feet. He's got to make something happen. He does. He's got first down yardage. Still on his feet, Chuck, at the 35-yard line. Finally goes down at the 32, but not before. It's first down, Big Black.
He was stopped 2 yards behind the sticks, and I thought we'd not going to get it. And all of a sudden, he just started making moves all over the place. You know, I don't get the White Hat keeps talking to our players. I don't get what's going on.
Hunter Wyke looks like is hopping off the field. Left ankle may be at issue, so he'll come off. Not putting any weight at all on that left lower body. So we'll check this. I don't know if it's a knee or if it's an ankle or what it is, but that's a huge potential injury for Hunter Wyke down there. 24 seconds left. Pisgah has the first down at the 37-yard line. They'll work on the lower body of Hunter Wyke, a lower body concern, and we'll see if he gets back out there. Three wide to the right side, one to the left side. On first down and 10 from the Pisgah 36-yard line, moving from left to right in front of us across your radio dial. Bad snap in the air. High Brighton's got a chance to get it, and they're going to get it, I believe. Pisgah, I believe, is going to give up a fumble right here. That ball just went shot up into the air. High Brighton recovers at the 25-yard line. A terrible, terrible time for a turnover. Down by three going into the fourth quarter, and High Brighton's got the football. And we mentioned that in the first half. Turnovers could be huge in this game. That could certainly be one of them. That ball shot right off the heel of McKinley Brown's hand right there, went straight up into the air. We had a chance at it, couldn't recover it. High Brighton did. They've got it first down and 10 at the 25-yard line of Pisgah. They've got a three-point lead. Freedom leads Forest View 27-14. Looks like Freedom might be pulling away now. Two wings, 1.7 seconds left from the 25-yard line. Here's the snap. Give to the big fullback, and he's hit hard right at the line of scrimmage, and nothing's there. Dylan Hanna made it happen.
Big Dylan and Colton Shuler just double-teamed him on that. Bobby Jones is listening from Candler, and listening is a very proud grandmother from Candler, Nathan Higdon's granny.
Doing a good job tonight, Granny. Promise you that. When we return, it'll be fourth quarter action. Second and 10 coming up for High Brighton from the 25-yard line. Pisgah's down by three. Keep an eye on Hunter Wyke and his injury situation as well. A lot going on here at the stadium. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Jukebox Junction, backing the Bears. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare through lunch and dinner, including daily specials, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox handles your sweet tooth with ice cream, sundaes, sodas, and shakes. Call to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. Also open Sunday from 8:30 till 3.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Back live here at the stadium. Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernetz, Ron DeBerg, Tim Hodges along with you as well. Let's get down 3 points after giving up the turnover here to Highright, and they've got the football second and 10 now from the 25-yard line. Now moving towards that dark end of the field. It looks like that might be a little bit better than it was a few moments ago, but still rather dark. Pisgah will get to work on the lit end down here if we can get the football down there. One receiver to the right, two wings, now man in motion on second 10. Here's a pitch way out here to the edge. Found a seam. One man to beat. Touchdown High Brighton, and they're a point away from going down 10 as a horse collar flag will come against Vadre Crouch at the end of that. And if that's a personal foul, that hurts us on the kickoff again. So Pisgah in trouble here, start of the fourth quarter.
Well, it just didn't have the speed on the outside, and they're doing a good job blocking it. And all that was that quick toss sweep. But we're just starting now. The penalties that we accumulated all season long, you can't, you know, we haven't fixed. Right now, we're starting to come unraveled a little bit.
So Pisgah now finds themselves down 9 points as High Brighton struck right there after we gave them the football on the short field just a few moments ago. Time is not in our favor now with a 9-point deficit, perhaps 10 points in just a moment. And 11:51 left on the game clock.
And they'll mark 15 yards off on us again on this kickoff, so we'll start from our 20.
Snap, little high, spot down, kick is away and through. 11:51 to go in the football game. High Brighton now very quickly in this game. Down 4 not too long ago. They find themselves up 10. They've scored 14 unanswered points here in just a matter of 4 or 5 minutes in this game. Back in just a moment. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
High Brighton will be kicking off again for the second time from the Pisgah 45-yard line. So two personal fouls after scores here will give Pisgah a difficult situation in terms of working on a long field. Scoring update from Freedom. Forest View has scored. Freedom holds on to a 27-20 lead. That's, again, Freedom number one and Forest View number nine. The winner of that game will play the winner of this game tonight as we see Hunter Wyke trying to make something happen. Here's a onside kick, and it just went 10 yards, and Pisgah recovered it alertly. That could have been a disaster right there. That was an onside kick, Chuck.
Right, and they need and only went five and then started peeling back.
Right.
And one of our players, Colton Schuler, just jumped on it.
Yeah.
You don't let it go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, that's hard when that ball bouncing around. You know that. That's a live ball once it goes past 10, but it only went 5 and then peeled back.
Two things that went well right there for us. First, recovering what was an onside kick. Number two is you picked up probably 22 yards on the play. So we'll start from the 42-yard line, ours, moving towards the south end zone here down 10. 2-3 wide to the left side, one to the right side. Hunter White back out there. Looks like he'll be okay. Vadre comes out here. Vadre makes the catch, and he'll go down at the 35-yard line. They sniff out that little screen play. We lost 5. It'll be second and long.
White's not right. He needs to come off. That was his man. He has no mobility right now. They got him all taped up, and he just cannot move. I feel for that senior, but he's trying to gut this thing out. But we have just unraveled.
It looks like the left knee is the concern for Hunter Wyke as it's been taped. Looked like it might have been taped previously. It might be a re-aggravation. He's got his helmet off and his gloves off. 3 wide to the right side, 1 to the left side, 11-10, down 10. Wants to throw, pump fakes, under pressure, goes down, sacked, covered sack back here at the 27-yard line. So Pisgah in a lot of trouble now. Clock continues to move. They've got three timeouts remaining, all three. High Bryant only with two left.
We got a little impatient there. We were trying an out and up and a pump fake, trying to get all of it
right
at one strike. And now we have to. But, you know, our line right now is having trouble protecting McKinley Brown, and we need to shorten our routes down.
High Brighton's fans on their feet. Maybe smell a little bit of blood in the water. Three wide to the right, one left on third and forever. Wants to set up the screen. Throws it, caught. It's Martinez. Needs to get a block, still on his feet at the 40 and goes down at the 41. So he got almost all of it back except for the last 10 that we needed. Pisgah will punt the football here down 10 with 10:15 left to go in the football game.
Is he going to go for a fake? Do you think
I can't imagine.
They're going to have to replace White, so they got his replacement in there. Now Jesse Anderson's done this several times, and it has not paid off.
Jesse Martinez is down here by himself. Now they see him, and they'll come down and cover him. Jesse Anderson is back to punt. It's 4th and 11. We'll see if there's anything fishy going on here. Here's the snap. He will punt the football. Gets it away. A nice kick. Takes the Pisgah hop. 15-yard line. Down to about the 12-yard line. Timeout on the field. We'll take one here as well. Down 10, 9:28 left to go in the game. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
American Pawn and Pickers. And we do the picking. You do the grinning. Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium. Pisgah down 10 points. Time is not of the essence here as we're down only to about 9 minutes. Here's a snap and a give. Straight ahead, quarterback keeper. I'm sorry, he trips and falls at the 28-yard line, and he'll have first down yardage, a big 15-yard run for him. As High Brighton moving the football again. Pisgah down 10 points in this football game here with 9:18 left to go in the game. As we look on the field, we see, first of all, we've got an injured player for Pisgah, and it looks like Jeff Henson.
Yeah, he's got his bell rung.
Somehow, something going on there. So we'll have an injury timeout. As we see that, the lights have finally come back on here at the worst time, really, down here in this north end zone. So we'll take a timeout to check on this injury. When we return, Pisgah will be down 10. High Brighton will have first down at their 28-yard line. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
.9 to go in the game. Let's get down 10. High Brighton football, first down at the 28-yard line. A turnover could certainly change the complexion of this game getting late here. They'll give it to a tailback coming around the outside. He gets to the outside and gets to the sticks, and he's shoved out after picking up another first down at the 40. So High Brighton sort of exerting themselves a little bit now, Chuck, moving the chains.
Well, we're kind of reaching. We're not moving our feet. And I tell you, you watch this team in this quarter, and all of a sudden the dobber's down. And I get the sense Pisgah just thinks this game's over with. And that's the worst thing in playoffs is you start waving that white flag of surrender, and it's over. You know, Coach Chappell had the whole team together, and he was animated before they went out there. And he was exuding, trying to get them to go.
First and 10 from the High Brighton 40. Quarterback keeps, gets out to the outside after makes one man miss and picks up about 5 yard line before he's finally stood up at the 45. So it'll be second and 5. Clock continues to move. 8:45 here to go. In the fourth quarter, Pisgah down 28-18. Pisgah had a 18-14 lead. About 3 or 4 minutes or so, I guess, left in the third quarter before giving up 14 points very quickly to High Brighton. One of those scores came after Pisgah fumbled the football at about the 25-yard line. And then had to play defense on a short field again.
They've got to get the football. We got to have two possessions to get this game, to get back into this game or take over the lead.
One wide to the right. Double wings. On second and 5 from the High Brighton 45. They'll give to their tailback, and he'll be close to the first down to be a little bit shy. He'll be a yard shy. It'll be third and 1 from the 49-yard line. Pisgah has all 3 timeouts remaining. High Brighton only has 2. And the officials will take a timeout. Looks like an injury out here, and we'll see. Looks like a High Brighton player needs to be checked out.
It'll be Sudreth again.
Well, he would certainly win the award for having the most amount of time on the turf, but really not really being particularly injured.
Tyshawn Daniels.
No, okay. Another kid.
Fine fullback.
Scoring updates, and of course, Tim will have all of them for you after the game. Reynolds 28, Statesville 14. It's North Rowan 42-14 over Owen. So it looks like Owen's season almost over. Looks like Reynolds may go to a third round. Swain leads Avery 24-3. It's Murphy 38-0 over Allegheny. And again, we talked about those other scores we had for you. Freedom leads Forest View 27-20. That game in the fourth, it's South Point over Burns 38-14. And Concord over Piedmont 21-0.
We did get a shout out from Laura and Aiden from Canton. Go Bears. Go number 44, Dylan Hannah.
Asheville leads Weddington 10-7, so they may be going to the third round as well. Asheville.
And Brett from Canton.
Number 2 seed.
Maybe our last shout out. Brett, no last name.
Third down and 1. Text Chuck at 828-646-0626. Third down and 1. A big play here, Chuck. From the 49-yard line. Pisgah gets the stop. Maybe they can get the football back with a little bit of time. 7:38 on the clock. Pisgah, everybody's in the box. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper. First down and more. Tripped up at the 43-yard line. They had him for a moment, but let him go. And High Brighton moves the chain.
They had him there. They had him there. Cheryl Rathbone was right there, and Copper just eluded him in the backfield to pick up the first down and move the chains. This game right here, at this point in time, you got to continue to play with speed. You got to play fast. It's timing and endurance.
7:17. First down and 10, High Brighton from the 44. One wide to the left, 2 wings. Man in motion now. And they jump off sides there. Left wing moved, and there's no flag. And now whistles, and they will call a delay. So they'll get the delay a game penalty, but it should have been a false start over there. They completely missed that one. I don't know what they're watching, but that's the Watt Hat's job right there to see what's happening in the backfield. That's where he is. Concord leads Piedmont now 21-7. South Point 44-14 over Burns. So South Point will advance. Looks like Concord will advance. Weddington now has taken a lead at Asheville, 14-10. On first down, High Brighton will keep it on the ground here for the duration, I would imagine. Picks up 6, it'll be 2nd and 9. They'll operate from the 43-yard line. 6:40 left to go in the game. Pisgah down 10 points. Got to find a way to get the football to have a chance. Right now, they don't. One ride to the right side. They'll go double wings again, one set. Again on second and nine. Man in motion. Here's the snap. Picks it up off the turf. Quarterback's got the football. Bounces it out to the outside, to the near side. Down to the 30-yard line. They move the chains again. So Pisgah doing the worst job they've done all night long, really, at giving up on these run plays. High Brighton scored tonight on big plays, and now they're just giving up chunks of yards, 7, 8, 9 yards a carry, and that's certainly not the way to come back and win.
Here's what High Brighton's doing. They're putting the beef and the big linemen. They have moved a tackle to the tight end. So they don't have the eligible receiver is a big tackle. They're going to run this ball. They're going to run right inside the tackles, and they're going to manhandle the defensive line with guys that are bigger and stronger right now.
Here's a snap and a little give to the left side right there. Stiff arm. Stays on his feet. 25-yard line. Spun down at the 24-yard line. It'll be second down and four from right there. Freedom 34, Forest View 21. There's 8 minutes to go in that game.
Well, I tell you what, right now High Brighton smells it. They smell blood in the water. And they are playing fast, and Pisgah's playing slow. That's just the difference right now in this fourth quarter with 5:16 and ticking downwards.
One wide to the left. Pisgah's got to get a turnover to have a chance here, and then they need to get into the end zone pretty quickly, too. Here's a give off to the opposite side now, 20-yard line, and we'll be going down right there at the 23. So may have picked up maybe 2 yards. It'll be third down at about three. They are in field goal range. They've got a 10-point lead. A field goal would extend that lead to 13 if they can't convert on this play. From the looks of it, their field goal kicker's probably got the leg down here in this range.
Cat Church from Granite Falls, North Carolina, a 1984 High Brighton grad, says, "Go Panthers." Okay, Cat.
Well, I certainly appreciate him listening to our broadcast.
Way to go.
Absolutely.
We'll give you that shout-out,
Absolutely, we will. Wings either side. One receiver to the left. Snap. Straight ahead, they'll keep to the 20-yard line. And he's probably going to get that mark in the first down. It'll be real close. Sticks are right there, depending on the spot, but right at the 20-yard line.
Right now, the size difference between High Brighton and Pisgah on the interior line is the big difference right now. All they're doing is just trying to find a crack, and Pisgah's having to gamble a little bit on the defense, trying to get that ball. But, they just got too quick of backs, and Copper is just a special talent at quarterback.
Fourth and one, 3:43 left. Big play here. They'll go for it. Snap. Straight ahead, they got the first down, and a flag comes in. They might have false started. They did. So this will back them up five and make it fourth and five. So I wonder if that changes High Brighton's view of things.
Copper started towards the center in his mini shotgun position
before
the ball was
snapped.
Yeah.
And I can see doing that. You don't see it that much, but I can certainly see the tendency. Pisgah's got three timeouts. High Brighton with two. Only 3:18 left on the clock.
And we do not have a healthy Hunter White who's trying to walk that off, but they taped up that knee, and a kid's he's limping real bad, so you can count White out.
One receiver to the right side. Two wins. Here's the snap. Gives it inside. He's headed at the line of scrimmage. Helmet comes off, and he will not convert. Pisgah will get the football back at the 25-yard line. 3:01 left to go in the ball game. Pisgah with the football at the 25. We'll take a timeout and bring it to you the rest of the way live. 3:01 left to go in this game. We're down 10. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Pisgah football, 3:01 left to go in the game. We're down 10. We got 75 yards away from Pater. First throw is low and bounces to Martinez at the 35-yard line. It's second and 10. Again, our big black sponsor all season long, Carolina Pond and Gun. Also brought to you by Fat Buddies, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, Jim Bromley, Jukebox Junction, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Hometown Hardware, Pat Morgan and Clark Insurance, Sid's on May. Back to pass, looking, got time, throws, middle, caught, first down. It's Jesse Anderson going down at the 37-yard line, but that'll move the chains. 2:49 left to go. McKinley Brown wants to quick snap it right here and stop the clock as quickly as he can. Lucas Hall is in the slot receiver in for Hunter White. Two wide either side. Snap. Wants to throw it. Looking, looking. Steps up. Time. Now pressure comes and he goes down. A terrible time to take a sack. Pisgah has to take a timeout with 2:40 left to go in the football game. It'll be second and 10. Also want to thank our sponsors, including WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, Riverview Farm and Garden, American Pond and Pickers, of course, Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Martin's Drug Store, Sellers Florist, Singleton's Automotive, Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Pisgah Tire Company as well. Again, we thank all of our sponsors who have been making football happen on WPTL all year long. Many of these sponsors have been with us from the get-go, at least since I've been here, and I can't tell you how much I personally appreciate you making this happen. Freedom now, 34-28 over Forest View. I don't know how much time is left in that game, but it's certainly a close score. 34-28, Freedom with the slight edge over number nine, Forest View. Ball is at the 37-yard line. It's second down and 10 after the timeout. 2:40 left to go in the game. Pisgah's down 10. Currently, they're 23 yards away from a touchdown. Back to pass, looking. Pressure comes. He goes down again. Another sack at the 32-yard line. Pisgah may have to take another timeout here.
McKinley is just taking a beating. His line is just right now got more holes than Swiss cheese. They're just not doing the job against a three-man rush. They're just getting obliterated by a three-man rush.
On third and 15, pump fake, steps up in the pocket, floats one. He wants his receiver down there, and it's incomplete, intended for Lucas Hall. It's fourth down. This will be the ball game. Fourth down and about 15. Again, we go back to the middle of the third quarter, Chuck. We had an 18-14 lead. Then we gave up two scores very quickly. High Brighton then extended the score, and it kind of let the air out of this whole place at that point.
Yeah.
And you can go back, and we talked about this in the first half. You go back to missed scoring opportunities in the first half. Certainly got to think about that. You go back to a bad punt. You go back to the fumble down here that let them work on a short field. Certainly those are things that will be hard to get out of your mind going forward. That doesn't mean you didn't play a good football game and didn't have a great season. Here's a wide receiver pass. It looks like wants to throw it, and it's incomplete. Short hopped it as it was Jesse Anderson on the attempt, and it falls incomplete.
Jesse had had McKinley Brown. It was the old Notre Dame pass.
Didn't see him down here on the left side.
And that was what it was designed for. And Jesse, I don't know what Jesse was doing on that play. He had McKinley Brown running down the sidelines. It was designed to go back. You got to run the play. I don't care. Peel back.
So High Brighton gets the football back, and Pisgah will lose the ball game here, 28-18.
Bad time to improvise.
Is the score. High Brighton with the football, and Pisgah with two timeouts remaining. I don't imagine we'll call them all. We'll see. We jump off sides, and that will mark them in 5 yards. So, again, going back to things, you can point to several things that you saw over the course of the game. But at the end of the night, you know, High Brighton and Mama Chuck just exerted themselves when we couldn't ourselves anymore.
Right. This was all High Brighton right here. When they took over that game, is that when it was 18-14, what got them back in the game was that long touchdown run right up the middle. We got caught and got trapped in, you know, out of the play, and they just took it to the house, but it was the fumble.
I'm not sure that we would have had to have played a perfect game tonight, but we certainly would have had to play an above-average game for us to win this game tonight. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying right there. I'm saying that, you know, that obviously that fumble down there,
right?
That was very costly, and had a big impact on the outcome of the game, and you know, the bad punt, all those kinds of things. But with that said, you got to think about all the wonderful things that we were able to accomplish over the course of the year and tonight. I mean, you know, you went into the third quarter and had a lead against a team that most folks probably around the state thought that was better than you were, a team that only lost one football game over the course of the entire year to a team that was undefeated themselves. So, you know, don't misunderstand and misrepresent what I just said right there. Did a lot of good things tonight. It just simply wasn't enough.
Right. We flipped from a 6-7 team last year to,
right,
as if we lose this game, you know, as Coach Chappell just called that last time out, that's why there's no action with 1:48 left here in this football game, and High Brighton leading 28-18 was the fact that we flipped over to a 10-3 team. We, you know, we lose this game, it's 10-3. Look. That's great.
Yeah.
And we played for, you know, up until that late part of that third quarter, and then, boom, it just kind of went away from us. And then it just carried over. That last play, one of the last plays late in the third quarter, just carried over to the fourth.
On 2nd-3, they'll rush for what probably looks like a first down at the 22-yard line. And I think that we'll go and finish this ball game with this score holding up 28-18, unless something really crazy happens right here. They're going to bring on the change to measure. I want to mention these seniors again. You think about kids like Dustin Messer, who got shortchanged on his senior year, but was still a part of this team. His family was still a part of this team the entire time. I think that shows you a whole lot about who they are as a group of people. They're down here still right now, with their child not being out on the field for, you know, the last 10 or 11 ball games. And you hate it for him, but Dustin Messer still will be a remembered player here at Pisgah. Hunter White, Jeff Henson, Donnie Mamp, Cody Riddle, McKinley Brown, Vondre Crouch, Jesse Anderson, Garen Bailey, Nathan Higdon, Hunter Sluter, Dylan Hanna, Kyle Terrell, Shell Rathbone, Holt Underwood, Cody Parm, Cody Lamb, Cody Mashburn. And I would apologize if I missed anyone, but I believe that's all of our seniors. And the thing that at least has got to make you ponder as you go through the next few months and go into the offseason, Chuck, is that those were a lot of names that we've called in the last 13 football games.
Right, and they played it. They had a great season. And this was a great first year to kick off Coach Chappell's tenure here at Pisgah High School. Everybody should be proud. I mean, look, you got beat tonight by an excellent football team, and you had them on the ropes,
yeah,
but you just didn't make enough plays, and you know, a couple miscues and in bad times, and you know, it's caused the, you know, the defeat here as the clock's winding down at 40 seconds right now, and they're just going to be content to let it run down with the play clock, take a knee, and then they'll hold the ball before they spot it. So
be remiss if we didn't mention this and some of these players in particular. Again, a really nice column in the Asheville Citizen today about McKinley Brown, who had an outstanding senior year. Did a lot out there as far as leading this team and also having an excellent season entirely. And I think McKinley Brown will be one of the guys that, you know, when you go back and look on the last 40 years or 50 years or so of Pisgah football, McKinley Brown is one of the top five quarterbacks probably that Pisgah has had, at least in a one-year season, certainly. He had a terrific year, and we're certainly very proud of everything that he was able to make happen. Hunter White, probably up over 1,000 yards now in receptions. Jesse Anderson, very close to 1,000 yards in receptions. Trevor Johnson, a big year. And then you go and you look at defense. You think about Vondre Crouch, and you imagine what it could have been if we had had him for the entire duration of his career. He played his freshman year and his senior year for us here at Pisgah, and you hate that it's over for that young man. But a tremendous year, and another player that you'll remember going down through the years. Trevor Johnson, Dylan Hanna, two players defensively again that are leaders, and you look through them. You think about Nathan Higdon, who had what I thought was a good kicking career, will be graduating as a senior. So as you take measure of where you are in terms of the football program, there's no doubt about it that you've got a situation where you lost a lot of seniors. And we're going to have a lot to try to live up to next year. You're going to really think about relying on people like Jesse Martinez, who will be the man on offense in all likelihood going into his junior year, and Jeff Henson and some of those other underclassmen that we'll have back. But you're losing a really, really top group of seniors. You said at the beginning of the year that David Presley left the cupboard full for Brett Chapel in his first year, but there's still a lot of hope. A good JV team from this year and some other players that will be coming along as we go through time. And, you know, Pisgah football certainly doesn't die. There'll be other opportunities like the opportunity that we had this year and tonight in particular. Certainly hard, though, any time that you look at a group of seniors playing their last game.
Absolutely, and I'm just waiting for the stats to see if McKinley Brown got more than, if he got 275 yards or more. He went over the 3,000 yards passing mark for this season, and so I'm just waiting for those stats to see. He had 187 at halftime, and I was thinking back, you know, what a way to go out. McKinley Brown was inserted as a starter halfway through the season and just did a fantastic job, and Cat Church just texted in again, congratulations on an excellent game and great job on play-by-play coverage. Also, thanks for the shout-out. She loved that. We wish you all the luck, the High Brighton fans. You got a fantastic team, and you know it looks like you might get a rematch with Morganton Freedom. But class people from High Brighton High School always been class people, and we've been treated well when we've gone there. We hope that we've treated you well, although we would have liked not to be this well, you know, 28-18. But
well, I still hope that we've got some of our listeners left. Something that I would like to, you know, just mention right here. This is, I've just completed my eighth year broadcasting, and this is just kind of a hobby for me. You've completed your sixth year. God willing, you and I will be back to do this again next year. Certainly, I want to thank Bill Reck for giving us the opportunity to be able to do this. I want to also thank Tim Hodges, who is fantastic and gets not near enough accolade for the level of work that he does. Of course, Rhonda Bird, who we hope we'll have on the sidelines next year as a sideline reporter, so we'll be excited to look forward to that. But I want to say this, and I think that you would echo this. You and I both have pretty busy day jobs with a lot going on. And the biggest reason that you and I do this is because we love Canton, and we love this Eastern Haywood County community, and we love this high school, and we love the people that we get to do this for. And if it wasn't for those people and those things, there's certainly other things that we could be doing with our time. So we're very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to be able to do this. And we do it for those people that are listening and you all that are listening at home. And it's my honor to continue to do this every single year.
And I do echo that. And you know, when you have last week 1,700 online listeners to this broadcast, and Chad, you've done a marvelous job. And we've learned it's almost, you know, when we say hobby, look, nothing we do from sports angle is a hobby. It's an obsession. It's a compassion. My mom always says, you are obsessed. And yeah, I am. You know, it's studying tapes and listening to yourself and trying to do the best that you can. It's fun to do this and be well received. We try to be as professional and every year try to get better at our thing. And Tim at our studio, back at our studios, the nuts and bolts of this operation, and Ron Bird that helps him out. And next year we should have something special for you. Hopefully we're working on that sideline reporter gig where we'll have somebody on that sideline to where we can get things that, you know, instead of guesswork, we can bring in that sideline reporter. And I want to bring this up to show you the support from Haywood County. Daddy Doug McCracken is a devout, you know, former Tuscola great football player. His grandson's Houston McCracken.
Right.
And he stood right there in front of us as in our pregame show, and that's what kind of took us off. And he was wearing a red vest, a Pisgah hat, and he was here to root on Pisgah and these kids in Coach Chapel. What a wonderful man to support Haywood County tonight. And looking for in the passing yards, is he's got 343. He goes over 3,000 yards.
Well, that's certainly a tremendous accolade. And then you look at Hunter Wyke, who had 102. So he went over the 1,000-yard mark in receiving. So some special things there. Listen, we'll get back to all this in just a moment. We want to take a time out. When we come back, we'll get you set up with the stats. Tim will catch you up on the scoreboard in just a few minutes. We'll finish up the broadcast here in just a little bit. Please stay with us. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside at Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
Carolina. Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. We finish up the season and the game tonight. The Black Bears fall 28-18 to High Brighton. And Chuck, the other thing I was just ran through my little head here is that the seasons every year seem to go so fast. I mean, we just called that alumni game 10 minutes ago, and now we're finished with the entire season. It's the middle of November, and Thanksgiving's in less than a week. So, you know, these seasons go fast, and, you know, that's the thing that, you know, that you try to breathe in. And I think that's part of it because we just get busier and busier with our own lives, and there's so much going on. But the seasons go really, really fast, and you hate that because you'd like to be able to savor some of the moments that we've had. And you think about it, and yeah, we had some tough moments, Franklin and Irwin, tonight. But you had some really special times. Last week was a special time. Tuscola game this year was a special time. And then you go look at specific players, and you've got, I think, the stats there for us, or you did just a second ago. But you look at some of the special players that we'll remember for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just figured out that Hunter Wyke officially finished his senior season with 1,056 yards in receiving. So he went over 1,000. That's the second highest career total for Pisgah High School. Josh Cockrell has 1,800 yards receiving, and they went, you know, deeper in the playoffs. So he's in good company. Caleb Leatherwood went over 1,000 yards. But you know, he surpassed Caleb, so Hunter had a great one. And then, you know, the second time in school history, Zach James, you know, now you got McKinley Brown that went over 3,000 yards passing. McKinley Brown officially had 3,048 yards throwing the football. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, and you got to think about this, is that, you know, we did all this. We didn't have a running game.
Right.
We didn't even have a running game. We couldn't run. Teams knew we were going to throw and still couldn't stop us.
Right.
But here's one thing. All right, they're going out and you feel for those seniors. Think about what you got back. Lucas Hall. Jesse Martinez, a lethal weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
You got three or four quarterbacks right now in the system that are going to battle for that job. You got linemen from the JVs, you know, Mackey. There's several kids.
And some athletes down there, too.
Oh, yeah. Chapel, you know, believes in a year, you know, a year of the strength and the speed and the explosive training that they'll go
through.
That
there won't be a let down.
He's not thinking let off. He thinks this, you know, we may be young, but we're going to attack and play.
I would agree with that.
And
that's the other thing, too, and you just brought that up to a degree, is that you get a full year of Brett Chapel's influence back on the program, the entire year. This is what I believe. I believe Brett Chapel starts preparing for next year, probably before he even goes to bed tonight. I'll be real honest with you. I just think that's who he is. You know, he wants to win, and he wants to win very badly. And, boy, what an influence he's been. As I see him down there right now speaking with his wife down there at the 43-yard line, had his family down there. They've been able to make themselves so much a part of this community already, too. So, you know, they're happy here, and we're certainly happy with the results. But, again, you go and you think about an entire year's influence on this program and what that'll mean, and I'm certainly excited about what the possibilities are. I think, and I will say this here, and I'll say it right now, based on what I know about him and what I believe that I understand about where we are in terms of our program and what's coming, is that, first of all, golly, look at this final.
We could have had Forest View defeats Freedom 35-34.
Unbelievable.
And we could have, if we would have won
this
game, we'd have been right here. Instead, Forest View has to travel to High Brighton.
Yep.
And this is playoff football. I mean, you got to take care of your own business and hope something happens. And that's what I mean. Here in the second round, Forest View beats Freedom 35-34. So, but you know, I got to add these two players, Colton Schuler and Jacob Boyd. They'll be seniors next year, and they will be the leaders. Jacob's got to be the man on the offensive line.
Right.
He's going to have some puppies alongside of him. You know, Boomer is just going to be the man, and he has played extremely well for a junior in his junior season, but he's coming back. So we got to fill around Jacob on the offensive line. Colton Schuler will add some spice, you know, on the defensive side, find some key personnel. But, you know, we will miss Vadre Crouch. We talked about Vadre all season, and Vadre does things that really aren't in the statistic book, you know. He has been, at times, the guy that has just carried this defense with his play. And I just hope some of these kids get college opportunities to go play, small college, whatever it may be. But experience Saturdays on a college campus, it's a wonderful experience. But, you know, they have memories, good memories here that they built in through this season. And that's what's so important about high school football. It's not the production, it's not the wins and losses, it's the memories and the relationships that you have with your teammates and your coaching staff. When you come back years from now, you know, you have your reunions, you know, that's going to be what is going to be the special thing about it. That's what makes high school football so important. You watch these seniors, they don't want to leave.
Right.
I've been in the high school, my final game at Wood Stadium in Flint, Michigan in 1975 was my senior year. And it's like we had to get on the bus to go back about 3-4 miles back to Flint Southwestern High School.
Right.
And none of us wanted to get on the bus.
I can understand.
It's just like we didn't know what our future was.
You didn't know what you're supposed to do next.
Yeah, we were hoping. You know, was that our last time we ever put on a football uniform? We were hoping we would get opportunities. Some of us did. Some of us didn't. And, you know, so you don't know what the future holds, so you're trying to collect yourself and think of what a run it was. High school football will be the greatest time. It's completely different than what college football is, and it's light years away from pro. This is special right here. You've got dad walking with the son down the field, you know, talking about the things, of just, you know, taking in everything of what memories they made. High school football is the best, folks. And that's why if you can come to the game, come and soak it in with the kids, because years down the road, you'll be talking about the things that you saw and the players and what you're a part of their memories.
Right.
And if you can't make it, listen to us. We hope that we entertain you, but you know, it's just a wonderful time. I love the game of high school football.
And we look forward to so many more memories that you and I hopefully can build within this
and around this program and what we do with Tim and Rhonda and everything we do at WPTL as well. Listen, I'm going to let Tim catch you up on some really big scores here from around the region, give you that final again, and talk a little bit more about the region and about this 3A bracket. Tim, what you got for us, bud?
Okay, Chad, thanks for the handoff. Well, here's what we've got going. Some of these scores are finals, and some are in the fourth quarter and maybe finals by now. In 3AA action tonight, Weddington defeated Asheville 14-10. It's Reynolds continuing on to round three. They defeated Statesville 28-21. As you know, our Black Bears went down to defeat tonight to High Britton 28-18. It was Reidsville, this is 2A action now, Reidsville 27, Polk 19. North Rowan rolled over Owen 48-14. It was Swain 24, Avery 10. This is 1A action. And Hayesville down Andrews handily 35-7. In 1A action, the only score we have for you tonight is a final. It's Allegheny going down to defeat at the hands of Murphy, 45-28. And that 3A action in the West region that might be of interest to some folks tonight, it's Forest View defeating Morganton Freedom, by a score of 35-34. That's a final. Forest View will face off against High Britton, as you heard Chuck and Chad say a moment ago, in round three. Another final from 3A West. It was South Point 51, Burns 14. And one more final for you from 3A West action. Concord 21, Piedmont 14. That a final. That's a look at our Friday night football playoff scoreboard here on AM 920. We'll take you back out to Chad and Chuck for some final thoughts right after these words.
Seasons change, each bringing different needs and requirements. Financial institutions change due to technology, customer requests, and government mandates. One thing that will never change at WNC Community Credit Union is the commitment to customer satisfaction. Try them out. You won't be disappointed, ever. WNC Community Credit Union, 27 Kent Lane in West Waynesville. Not for profit, not for charity, but for service. Insured by the NCUA.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza. Where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a five-pack of easy-pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
The Pisgah Black Bears know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to basketball, but to personal finances as well. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have a portfolio that works as hard as you do. Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 828-648-0045 or stop by his office at 92 Crossroad Hill Road in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium as we finish up here. Black Bears a loser tonight, 28-18 over High Bryant. The only thing that makes that sentence more difficult to say is to also know that, you know, what Tim just mentioned is that Forest View, a winner over Freedom. So we would have had the opportunity to be right here in Canton next week as Forest View came all the way back on Freedom to win that football game. So we'd have been here on Thanksgiving weekend. But if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. And it doesn't work absolutely like that. So it is what it is, and we'll look forward to and appreciate all the things that we've been able to accomplish here and just be thankful for everything that we have and in terms of this program and in terms of the opportunity to be on the radio and WPTL. And, you know, again, we'll look forward to continuing that next year. And if it's God's will, Chuck and I and Tim and Rhonda will all be right back here doing this again next year, and that's certainly the plan as we exit the stadium tonight. final thoughts, Chuck?
I thought the kids, you know, you give credit to the kids. They fought valiantly. They played hard, and they played against a great football team in High Brighton. They came in with an 11-1 record. And, I mean, it was a battle. It was a heavyweight fight. And they threw some punches, and that landed. And they just, late in the game, the mistakes, a couple penalties, costly. And, but you know, you look back and reflect on these, and these kids played with everything they've got. This town, this community, and this school should be very proud of what they saw and what they were a part of. These kids played for the name of Pisgah High School and,
continue the tradition.
Continue the tradition so they can load it up and they can go forward. And you gotta be proud. The kids gave everything they got and I, you know, to swing around from a 6-7 team to finish 10-3.
Yeah.
You gotta hang your hat. The better things are coming for Pisgah down the road.
And certainly we'll miss those seniors we're losing, but, you know, you're gonna bring back some guys from this team that are very impactful. I keep thinking about Jesse Martinez, and then you think about, as a sophomore this year, and then you think about, what you got coming up. You got a JV team that lost two football games in double overtime twice. To two simple plays that could have been undefeated. So there's a lot to look forward to. Good coaching staff, terrific head coach, and a community that cares, and we'll certainly look forward to those moments. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving coming up next week. Certainly a happy and Merry Christmas. It'll be coming up in December, and we'll look forward to getting through the winter and the spring and summer and start thinking about it again. And Chuck and I will look forward to being right back up here next August.
And a shout out to my mother in Duran and my brother Kevin in Flint, Michigan, or in Linden, Michigan. Folks, you know, thanks for listening to us. My family loves Pisgah football. I mean, they just think this is really special.
Good.
Down here.
Good.
And so, you know, they say that you carry me, and I just go, wait a minute now.
I don't know about that, but I certainly appreciate them saying that. I'm very appreciative of that. I want to say hello again and thank you to my wife and my family and, you know, my dad, who is always at every single game. And if it wasn't for my father, I don't know what Pisgah High School would look like, much less, you know, me being able to be a part of it with his career here and continues that love of this place and is right here. So I'm very thankful for him to be able to still be here and enjoy these things and allow me to be part of what we do here in many ways. Again, thankful for my wife and my son that allow me to be here on Friday nights and do this. And, you know, there's a lot of appreciation to go around on that end too.
Well, I'm excited about next year. I'm already starting to think about it, what the great things are coming. WPTL, Bill Reck, and all the folks there, you know, we're looking to enhance and expand, you know, our coverage and even get a whole lot better. And, so we're just already planning that. You know, I mean, we thank all of you. You know, we'll continue the traditions of the shout outs. That's been a big success.
Sure.
We thank all you people. We'd like to know that you're listening to us and you know, we're talking too. We've made memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been up in this booth.
There's no doubt about it.
Haven't been hit once.
Yeah, exactly.
But you and I have made these memories,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
that we're talking about.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
It's real special what
they
high
are.
School football can bring
absolutely.
For everybody.
There's no doubt about it, and it's certainly enriched my life personally. I know you feel the same way about being here. One last thing again, I want to thank Bill Reck. I want to thank Tim Hodges. I want to thank Frank Berg. I want to thank everybody that's associated with making WPTL what it is, as the radio station continues to thrive and grow, even with all the things that are going on around us. So certainly appreciate those folks. And again, I want to thank all the sponsors that make this happen. There are so many of them, and too many for me to name right now, but those folks know who they are, and you know who they are as well, because you hear their broadcasts, and they're here, many of them, every single year. And without their help, we certainly couldn't do what we do.
Cat Church from High Brighton that gave us that shout out said she loved the pawn shop commercial.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she shouted out, I didn't know.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Yeah, she says, I love that commercial.
Cool.
You know, so, you know, it's just something that High Brighton people are going to go back and talk about.
Sure they will.
Broadcast.
Sure
that.
They will.
WPTL is a very special place.
Absolutely. So we'll close it down now for Tim Hodges, for Rhonda Berg, for Chuck Fiebernitz. This is Chad Upton. Until next year. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Pisgah Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL. Tonight's game has been brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Singleton's Automotive, Pisgah Tire Company, WNC Towing, Haywood EMC, Jukebox Junction, WNC Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Champion Credit Union, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Rogers Express Lube, Riverview Farm and Garden, Empire Automotive, Martin's Drugs, Jim Bromley Financial Services, Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pond, Sid's on Main, and Sellers Florist. Join us again next time for Pisgah Black Bear Football here on your home for Pisgah Sports, AM 920 WPTF.
Hey Pisgah Nation, this is Rhonda Burke.
And this is Brian Castle.
Join us all season long for Pisgah Black Bears basketball right here on AM 920.
We'll bring you all the girls and boys varsity action at home and on the road.
We'll talk to the coaches and the players and give you the inside scoop on all Pisgah basketball.
Don't miss a minute of the action right here on AM 920.
And online at WPTLradio.net.
Go Bears, go!
Sale with all day specials Saturday. Get ready for the holidays with 50% off kids dress up. Save on cold weather boots and slippers for her $29.99. Take 50% off men's Izod fleece, sweaters, and wovens. Save on Cuisinart food processors just $59.99. And all 9 and 10 piece comforter sets now $99.99. All day specials Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles and the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver, multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes, and packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain too. Centrum Silver, for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All cars are racing against time. Some are just doing better than others. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $25 instant in-store savings with any maintenance or repair purchase of $100 or more. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 15th through 27th. Save off regular prices, not to be combined with another offer on same service. See store for full details.